High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between your 1-6 Strathaven Panthers and the 4-2 Ridley Green Raiders.
Myers jumps, has it, he's loose, he's at the 10, the 5, and Anthony Myers goes 46 for a score! At the 45, it's a foot race, Malone at the 30, no flags, and Nick Malone will go the distance, touchdown Panthers!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or any time, everybody loves Coco's. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Brookhaven Auto Wash, from exterior washes to full detail service. Committed to customer satisfaction in Brookhaven next to Pep Boys. Wilson's, for all your oil and propane needs, right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Sandra McCauley, your Century 21 Alliance real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Plush Mills Senior Living Community, big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Swarthmore Co-op Market, your sustainable community food market since 1937. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Mike Mayer, and Billy Morgan.
Strathaven and Ridley, two of the more storied programs in Delaware County. Both teams falling in a little bit of, well, wouldn't call it hard times, but when you're used to winning league title after league title, as Ridley and Strathaven did for most of the last 20 years, going a couple of years without serious playoff runs or Central League titles feels like quite a drought. And so here, Strathaven at 1-5, Ridley at 4-2, riding a 3-game win streak, trying to get back into the hunt for the District 1 Quad A playoffs. Ridley and Strathaven going head-to-head tonight in Week 7 of Central League action here on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you live play-by-play here at Phil Marion Field on Morton Avenue in Folsom. Strathaven and Ridley did not meet a year ago, as is the case with the Central League now, with going to 12 teams. It'll be really when the 3A schools play the 4A schools, you really only get 2 years out of three. So these teams last met in 2012, with Ridley coming out on top in a big way in 2012 on the way to their Central League title, a 32-7 victory back in 2012. Last time we were here at Phil Marion Field, a very good game with Ridley and Strathaven, highlighted by Strathaven's James Griffin running back a kick return 80 yards for a touchdown. I was here to call that one. In a similar circumstance, broadcasting outside from the stand tonight, and it looks like the forecast for rain seems to be, at the moment, going to hold off for us. So that looks pretty good in the immediate forecast. So we'll hope for dry weather over the next couple hours. But Ridley, after a 1-2 start, they won their opener 13-7 over Glen Mills back on Labor Day weekend, fell twice to start the Central League season, both by the same score, 21-14 to Conestoga and 21-14 to Garnet Valley. But now the Green Raiders starting to get their sea legs, and especially on the defensive side of the ball. Their last three games, 91 carries for their opponents, just 17 yards allowed. So Strathaven, which relies heavily on the run, they are going to have a hard time tonight, or a tough test, I should say, against the Green Raiders, who on homecoming here at Phil Marion Field are making their way onto the field. The Green Raiders in green from head to toe, green helmets, green jerseys, green pants with low trim, Strathaven in the road whites with black numerals, black pants, and the silver helmets. Back in the studio tonight, producing the game, is Mike Baer. And Mike, if you can hear me and want to chime in, just say hello. And the Panthers trying to get off the schneid here after a good opening weekend, Labor Day weekend, lost two very tight games to Marple Newtown and Pencrest. Since that time, it's hung from bad to worse. It should have, would have, could have beaten Upper Darby, but last week against Springfield, the wheels certainly came off to the league-leading Cougars a 47-7 defeat, and the Panthers trying to get back into it. So, Mike, what's one of the keys to tonight?
Well, you know, unfortunately, they're picking up Ridley at when Ridley seems to be peaking. Ridley had some issues in the beginning of the season, and now they seem to be firing all cylinders. Last week, I actually was at the Upper Darby game. Upper Darby just took them apart in the first quarter, 14-0, and then Upper Darby had their share of mistakes, but boy, Ridley just applied the pressure. By the end of the first half, it was 21-14, and by the end of the game, it was 28-14, and Upper Darby, after the first quarter, was never really in it. And that was a team that we went toe-to-toe with, and, you know, the last second of the game, they won. But that was definitely a punch-counterpunch by two good teams that were equally matched. So if Ridley comes in tonight being able to fire on all four cylinders or all eight cylinders, and Haven can't seem to get their act together or doesn't play or plays less than a perfect game, it may be a long night for Haven again. So this should be interesting. I will tell you, however, I have checked the radar from the studio, and it does appear you're going to be dry for the next 2 to 3 hours.
Well, hope that's the case. And, again, joined by Mike Mayer back in the studio tonight producing, and he'll do the best he can with stats and maybe some score updates from around District 1 and District 12. Thanks in advance to our buddies at WNPV up in Lansdale at 1440 AM for the Twitter updates from Daryl Dobus, Jeff Nolan, and Dan Morehouse and friends. Our buddies over at Delco Times are sharing scores as well. GB Jaguar Nation, we hope to get some score updates from Pat Patterson, Don Mink on the Garnet Valley Pencrest game. Jim Alsman at MarpleNewtownFootball.com. We'll see how the Tigers can do tonight, but we'll rely on Mike at halftime and during breaks to go from there. Captains are starting to make their way towards midfield for Strathaven. Alex Bratzis and Paul Sommer, a pair of senior defensive backs. For the Green Raiders, the home team tonight, Trey Hinchey, he'll line up at defensive end tonight, is joined out there by number 50 left guard Pat Najmola, along with number 75, Tom Tracombe, an offensive and defensive lineman. And number 20 is Ryan Dougherty, whose name I would expect we call a number of times tonight in the middle of that defense. Ridley always seems to have a tough inside linebacker or two, and Dougherty seems to fit the mold here. So Ridley will receive the opening kickoff and move left to right in front of us to start things. With that in mind, we'll take a short timeout. Be back for the tail end of the national anthem and the opening kickoff. The Green Raiders and the Panthers. Ready to roll here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Banner performed here at Ridley High School, and we are ready to roll here. Strathaven trying to end a 5-game losing streak, and with a win tonight, would have a chance over the next 3 weeks to even their record at 5-5 and get back to a 500 season. But that tough loss a couple weeks ago to Upper Darby has put a dent in those hopes momentarily, never mind a playoff berth, but hey, stranger things have happened when Strathaven and Ridley get together. Alex Gratzis will tee it up for the Panthers. Halfway between the hat now, will move the tee over towards the right hash mark and took it away with a couple of dangerous returners for the Green Raiders, including number two, Jasir Minor, who had a 92-yard kick return touchdown against Garnet Valley. He is flanked by number 22, Brock Anderson, the speedy sophomore you will see at wide receiver tonight as well. So Francis has a tee. Ridley typically likes to run it back to their home sideline, but here's Francis. The left footer approaches high end over and kick. He's going to come down to the 16-yard line to Anderson. Now he's going to come to the Strathaven sideline, looking for a block from Miner, trying to turn the corner. Anderson 25-30. He's met there at the, well, see where they spot it, the 30-yard line by Denzel Lesenby. They'll spot it at the 31, and Ridley's offense looks like this tonight. Jake Hoffman's your quarterback. Malik Young, the sophomore, is your tailback. Wide receivers, when they go four wide, to complete Jasir Minor, Austin Bleacher, Brock Anderson, Christian Dunn, and your center is Dan Acker. Guards, Jesse Lesher and Pat Neshmola, Matt Cipollone and Seamus Boyle, the tackles. You will see Nick DiGregorio in at fullback from time to time, along with Tom Pinto at tight end when they look that way. Pinto is wing to the right. Shotgun look here for Hoffman. Three wide receivers. Get inside. Looking for room at out to the 34-yard line is number 24 on the carry. That's the senior, DeSante Callis. And no huddle look here for Ridley, so we'll have to go in a hurry. From the 34 after a three-yard gain. Hoffman in the gun again on second and seven. Give inside. It's Callis straight up the middle, and he goes right into the arms of Elijah Crew, but not before he picks up about five. It's going to bring up third down and one. Ridley ready to snap it again. Boy, quick. Talk about hurry up here. We haven't even mentioned the Strathaven defense. Again, three wide. Two to the right, one to the left. Give it to Callis one more time. Off left tackle, and he's driven backwards this time. Anthony Myers wearing number 30 tonight. Drives him back. But I think forward progress will give him the 41 and a first down. Anthony Myers in the middle of that defense tonight. Good to see him as he left the Springfield game early with an injury. Ridley will huddle here. Gives us a chance to talk about the Strathaven defense. Elijah Crew, Justin Fremont, and Peter Deeb with a down three. Denzel Lesenby, Alex Bratz is the outside backers. Mulhern and Myers on the inside. Chung, Springfield, Samaru, and Nick Malone are your back four. On first and 10 from the 41. Back to pass. Hoffman fires to the outside. Complete over there on the far sideline and tumbling out to the 50-yard line is the senior Christian Dunn. Sorry, the junior Christian Dunn. We'll spot it on the 50, second down and one upcoming. Quick hitch there. They're done. Gains nine. They'll snap it from midfield. Hoffman in the gun again. Callis straight up. Now keeping himself. Lots of room for Hoffman off the right side. Looking for a wall and flag on the play at the 40. Down the near sideline, 25-20. Hoffman in a foot race. Going to be shoved out of bounds, but I think this is coming back. Flag laying at the 37-yard line of Strathaven. So instead of first and goal to go from the 9, we will check the flag. If this is indeed holding, we're going to end up with a spot foul. I think it'll still give him a first down, but a long run here by Hoffman, I think, is going to wipe this out. Denzel Lesenby did not play last week. He's back in the lineup tonight. His opposite outside linebacker, though, Kyrie Fuller, out of action with an injury, as is the starting center, Anthony Paul. So Strathaven, the injury bug continues to bite. Good to see Myers back on the field. Good to see Lesenby back, but just can't quite seem to get everybody healthy. So it is a 10-yard holding penalty, but the result of the play will still give Ridley enough for a first down. So they'll spot it at the Strathaven 47-yard line. 10:18 to play here in the opening quarter. Ridley huddles, and now we'll operate from the right hash. Two receivers to the left, now trips to the left. Pistol look, Callis is your tailback in the pistol. Minor moves left to right in motion. Shotgun snaps, gives straight ahead, goes Callis straight up the middle, and he wipes out the umpire. Anthony Myers hangs on to make the tackle, but Callis takes it to the Panthers' 39. Slow to get up. Shane Mulhern seems to be okay here. Second down and one as Callis rips up nine more. He's had a bunch, and now Mulhern is going to take a seat. Whistle blows as Mulhern's going to come off with another injury issue, and he's going to take a breather and get the trainer out on the field. So Shane Mulhern, leading tackler for the Panthers, missed some time a couple weeks ago. Missed really most of two games, and now he's going to come off under his own power. Good sign there. Matt Spillane checks back in as inside linebacker. Spillane has seen plenty of action with Mulhern less than 100% for much of this season. So the Panthers without their leading tackler momentarily, at least second down, and call it two, nose of the football at the Strathaven 39. Split to the left is Christian Dunn. Two receivers to the right. On second and nine from the right hash, Hoffman, flag on the play. We'll see Hoffman looking for him off the right side again. He's found some room and dances out of bounds at about the 31. Has a first down momentarily, but we will see what happens with the flag. I think they're going to get an illegal shift against Ridley. Indeed it is. Myers and Hoffman exchange a couple of words on the sideline, but nothing more to talk about there. Ridley on the move. Started this drive at their own 31-yard line, but a couple of penalties have pushed the Green Raiders back a couple of times here.
Where's the ball marked here?
They're spotting it now. We'll see where they set it down as they march off the penalty. March it off to the Strathaven 44-yard line. So we'll try it again. Second down and about seven upcoming. So Callis, and now Callis checks out, and now into the game, Delaware County's eighth leading rusher at the moment, the sophomore, wearing number six, Malik Young. Three receivers to the left. Nothing to the right. Gives to Young, stretch play to the left, cuts back over the middle, and Young dances outside. He's got some running room. First down and more. Down near the 30-yard line on Mac Market at the 31. Gain of 13, and a Raiders first down. Strathaven defense, no answers thus far for the Ridley offense. Penalties, again, have slowed down the Green Raiders offense. Can't say the same for the Panther defense just yet. Clock ticks, 9:10, 9:09 and counting to play here in the first quarter. Opening drive of the game. Split to the right, number 29, Ryan McLaughlin. Dunn and Miner join him. Trips to the right. Under center now is Hoffman. Quick hitter is to the fullback and getting a couple. Helmet goes flying there. We'll see who's the silver helmet. Fremont loses his helmet and will have to check out. Oliver Williams will check in for the Panthers. Quick hitter to the fullback on the trap play. No gain, we'll call it. For number 36, Nick P. Gregorio, 5'7", 180-pound senior. P. Gregorio checks out. They bring in Dom Pinto as a lead fullback. Shotgun look for Hoffman. On second down and nine, it is Callis straight up the middle, across the 25, down near the 20. We'll see where they unpile on that far side of the field. A number of tacklers in the mix there for, yeah, they'll move the chains. Give Callis eight more. He's got 30 yards on his first five carries. Quick hitter to Callis on the left tackle again, inside the 20, and then pushing the pile down to the 17. So give him about four more. Raiders are snapping the ball in a hurry. You know, we've seen a lot of teams in the Central League go this way over the last couple of years. Probably Garnet Valley first with the no huddle and hurry up, but we've seen Springfield at it now, Pencrest at it, and here's Ridley snapping it as fast as anybody. Hoffman back, looks to his left, fires complete on the outside, it's done, look at the shed tacklers, but hanging on for dear life is Chung, get some help from Matt Splane. They're going to spot it inside the 10-yard line on the quick pitch over there. First and goal to go. Sticks will be on the ground, I believe. Let's see. They have not spotted it yet. The Green Raiders are ready to go again. Miner and McLaughlin check out. Sticks are indeed on the ground. First and goal from the six. Green Raiders are moving it. And the Panthers trying to hold them to three or less. At this point, first, they got four, first and goal. First, four cracks at it from the six. Lead fullback is DeGregorio. I formation this time. Wing to the left. Your tailback is Malik Young. Young takes the handoff straight up the middle, and he is slung down. Good penetration that time for the Panthers. Big 76, Justin Fremont swallows him up. Malone checks out. Oliver Williams checks in. goal line look here for the Strathaven defense. Defensive coordinator Jim Connor barking in the signals, trying to coax his guys into hold them three more times here.
Where's the ball
second
at?
Second goal from the six.
Thanks.
Wing to the right is Pinto. Lead fullback, and they go to the right side as Malik Young cuts back over the middle. He's met there by Myers. They wrestle inside the five to about the three. Give Young about three. They'll spot it from the three-yard line, third and goals. The Panthers' defense bending, and trying not to break here. Mass substitutions for Ridley. Looks like the four-wide package. Brings in Amir Stagg, 6'2 senior at wide receiver, along with McLaughlin and Miner. Would be surprised to go see a shotgun look, spread them out again. On third and goal from the three. Indeed it is, shotgun. Hoffman with Callis on his left hip, two receivers to either side. Third and goal from the three. Can the Panthers get off the field? Give inside it to Callis. He runs, cuts it back over the middle. I don't know. I don't think he's in. No, they haven't stopped. The Panther defense stiffens inside the one. And now decision time for Dennis Decker and the Green Raiders. Number 30, Anthony Myers, in on the stop. And they're going to try it again. Callis and company stay on the field. Hoffman and the offense trying to cap a 69-yard scoring drive right here. Fourth and goal from the one. Can the Panthers hold one more time? Here we go. Four wide. Shotgun look for Hoffman. Opening drive of the game, Ridley trying to cash in. Hoffman in the gun. Give inside. It is Callis, and he is out. Good chance, a keeper. Good fake, but the Panthers stiffen and stiff and swat down Hoffman. He faked me out, but he did not fake out Alex Bratsis. Bratsis with a stop, a loss on the play to the five, and the Panther defense holds first and goal from the six. Turns into no points for the Green Raiders.
Wow.
And the Panthers... there you go. Again, if you're joining us late, Mike Mayer back in the studio, not here alongside of me, so our chemistry tonight will be a little bit different, I guess. We can't see or hear each other necessarily
What's the time on the clock?
All right, 5:09 in the opening quarter. Strathaven will move right to left for the first time. Dalton Leach is your quarterback from their own 4-yard line, and flag on the play first.
Mm.
Then we'll see. I think Strathaven jump. This will move them half the distance. Yep, we have false start against the Panthers. Gives us a chance to talk about their offense. Dalton Leach gets to start at quarterback tonight. We'll see a lot of Nick Fender as well, I would imagine. Anthony Myers is your fullback. Nick Malone and Alex Bratz is your halfbacks. We'll see John George as well. Denzel Lesenby and Matt Splane will split time at tight end. Your center tonight is Carl Lanholm, Oliver Williams, Shane Mulher in the guards, Justin Fremont, and Peter Deeb are your tackles. First and 10, half the distance to the goal line, marks us back to the 2. Panthers in a big hole to start things on the offensive side of the ball, moving right to left, 5:08 to play here in the opening quarter. Leach fumbles the snap, and we'll see. They'll scramble, they'll unpile, and it'll be second down. Leach and Lanholm mishandle the center quarterback exchange, so wasted down there, second down, and 10 upcoming. Well, call it second and 11 if they're down near the goal line. Ouch.
Mm.
All right, the Raider defense, which has been awfully tough, especially in these last 3 weeks, includes Mike Cropper, Antonio Petrel, Tom Tracombe, and Trey Hinchey up front, Ryan Bricko, Ryan Dougherty, Todd Parker, and John Lyman in the middle. Christian Dunn, Gene Gibbons, and Ryan McLaughlin are your included in the secondary. On second down and 13, give us to Myers, who pushes out across the 5-yard line, out near the 7. Gain of about 5 on the play brings up third down and 8 on the first carry for Myers. Anthony Myers wearing number 30 tonight. Typically wearing 27, but we're in a home versus away circumstance with his uniform. Glad you're joining us, either live or on the archive on havenfootball.net. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play here at Silmarion Field. No score. Third down and about 8. Jet sweep to Bratsis, and he goes nowhere. Cropper in the backfield to meet him, turned in right into number 36, Nicky Gregorio. And stop. back at the 5-yard line. Loss of 3 for Bratsis, and Bratsis will stay on the field to punt from deep in his own end zone. Minor will stand deep to return. So 4th and forever here for Pat Strathaven. Bratsis awaits the long snap from Dalton Leach. Actually back deep to return now for the Green Raiders, Brock Anderson, the sophomore. He awaits it at the near the Strathaven 40. They come after it, but Bratsis gets it away. High punt's going to come down to Anderson, who juggles and fumbles. Ball is loose, and it is recovered by the Panthers. Nick Malone at the 42-yard line. Anderson had a man in his lap, could not haul it in, and Malone pounces on it as a muff, so it cannot be advanced, but gives Strathaven the ball at about 40-plus yards of field position. Big special teams play there for the Panthers, and it gives the offense another crack at it now. 1st and 10 from their own 42. John Fender into the game as your quarterback. Petrovich in the game at right tackle. Double tight end, wing T look, juggled the snap, and they give his to Bratsis, who crosses the 45 to the 46. Not too bad. Gain of 4 on first down. And the Panthers, 2nd and mid-distance here. Certainly a better start than their first drive, which really went just 4 plays. Well, 3 and out, really. It's a penalty, loss of yardage, fumbled snap. It was ugly. But now new life here. Tight end to the left is Lesenby. Tight end to the right is Splane. Wing T look for Fender on 2nd and 6. Give is to Myers off left tackle. He pushes across the 50, maybe. We'll see where this they spot it. He's going to bring up 3rd down in about 2. So the PA announcer has not gotten the message that Anthony Myers is wearing number 30, so he's calling out number 30. Well, I don't even have a 30 in our program in my roster at the moment, but they have a name in there. In the meantime, 3rd and about 1. Wing left is Malone. Bender turns, gives to Bratsis off the left side. 1st down and more. Bratsis pushes across the 45 down to the Ridley 44. Gain of 5 and a 1st down for the Panthers, trying to take advantage of the first Ridley turnover of the night. And the Panthers on the move here in Ridley territory. 149, 148 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. We are scoreless. Ridley, a 68-yard drive to start the game, but they needed 69 to put it in the end zone. The Panthers defense stiffened at the 1 and now trying to take advantage. 2 tight ends, double wing. Motion man, juggled snap again. Fender pounces on it, and they'll lose a couple more. 2 fumbled quarterback center exchanges already in this first quarter. So, Landholm. Actually, is that Deeb in the middle now? No, that's Landholm at center. Or is it Deeb? No, they've juggled some things on the line. Peter Deeb in there at center. Landholm in at right guard. Petrovich is your right tackle. So that could explain it. A little bit of a different look. Tight end to the left is Sommer this time. Toss play. Looking for him on the left side is Myers. Across the 45. Sheds a tackle. He's run out of bounds. But Myers started to get ahead of steam. You see where they mark it as he ran out inside the 40 to the 37. 3rd down upcoming, but much more manageable here as we pick up 8 for Myers. Myers, 3 carries for 17 yards here in the early going. 52 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Wing left is Bratsis. Malone and Myers give off the left side is Myers on 3rd down. He stacked up that time a host of Ridley tacklers, including number 60, right in the middle, Eddie Bleacher. Bleacher had a good game last week, and now 4th and 2 for Strathaven. They're going to keep the offense on the field. 4th and 2, they'll snap it from the Ridley 36. Panthers at around 40% conversion rate on the season on 4th down. Can they convert here? Ridley defense trying to hold here. Tight end to the left is Samaru. Wing T look, hard count for Fender. Ridley nearly jumps twice, but apparently it didn't break, and now a flag comes in late, and I think the side judge on the far side of the field may have actually done it. Now, dead ball, false start against the Panthers. Ouch. So two, wow. defensive lineman for Ridley jumps twice. Now, he must not have crossed into the neutral zone. The Strathaven staff vehemently disagrees, and then somebody in the line for Strathaven flinched, turns it into 4th and 7, and the Panthers will punt it away. So, tough break there for Strathaven. Nearly got Ridley to jump for a freebie. But in the meantime, that's the end of the first quarter. A fast-moving first quarter. We're scoreless. Ridley about to get the football back, or so we think. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Stick with us for second quarter action. When we come back to high school football right here on HazenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HazenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Phil Marion High School, scoreless after one quarter of play. Each team with the possession. Well, Strathaven was really one extended possession after Ridley fumbled a punt. But we're scoreless after one. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer's back in the studio, typically joined by Pete Fulgenetti and Billy Morgan, but they're here somewhere, but not far to broadcast tonight as we are working outside with not our typical broadcast setup, but here. Now you got a flag, and let's see. You had 4th and 2 for the Panthers, turned into 4th and 7, and now Ridley might, this came from the back judge, you might have 12 men on the field for Ridley. Let's see. Are they going to pick it up? No flag. Okay. All right. Ridley with 11, not 12. That would have been a killer for the coaching staff there, saying, my goodness, coming out of a timeout to start the quarter with 12 men on the field. At any rate, Bratz is on the punt, ready to kick it away to Anderson, who awaits at the 15. High, spiraling kick, terrific punt. This time it's going to drive Anderson back, who catches it, falling back on his wallet inside the 10. Anderson does well to hang on to it as that punt carried all the way to the 5 and caught it on his backside, and they'll spot it at the 4-yard line. Terrific kick, 37 on the punt, no return. And the Ridley offense pinned deep here to start this second quarter.
What's the time?
Ridley moves right to left, 12 minutes on the clock. So I'm not sure why no time came off the clock there on the snap. But the clock reads 12 minutes here. I guess the game clock didn't start for some reason or another. But I'll go with, they keep the time on the field. Oh, now they're going to tick it down. Okay. Stay tuned. They're going to fix the clock here. All right, 11:53, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike Mayer trying to keep up with the stats back in the studio without seeing the game here. Receiver split to the left. Quick hitter off the right side here. Ridley just trying to get some breathing room across the 5-yard line. Malik Young picks up 2. Matt Splain in on the stop there for the Panthers. So Young had a whale of a game last week, 169 yards and 2 scores against Ridley. Not Ridley, rather. Upper Darby, rather. He's the Central League's weekly MVP with those 2 touchdown runs, including a 75 and 29-yarder. The 29-yarder essentially iced that game. And Young in the backfield again, 2nd down and 10 after no gain from the 3-yard line. Gave us to Young, and he's stacked up in the middle, the I formation. And let's see, did he get out of the end zone even? Alex Bratz is lobbying for a safety here, but I don't think so. 3rd down upcoming, no gain again. 3rd and, well, they're going to lose one. 3rd and 11 back at the 2-yard line. So, Mike, you're going to have to check the tape here. My math is not going to make sense as I verbally go with what I see versus what they put on the scoreboard, but we'll do the best we can with it after the fact. 2 receivers to either side, shotgun look for Hoffman now, awaiting a snap in his own end zone. Panthers trying to get off the field on 3rd and 11. Takes the snap. Back is Hoffman. Looks. Has a great pocket in time. Scrambles away from one man. So now he's going to tuck and run. Looking for him across the 10. Cuts inside. He's going to be very close to 1st down yardage. I don't know. Myers in on the stop, but we'll see. Depends on the spot here. I think he has it by maybe the nose of the football, but I'm not standing across from the ball either. The officials have a better look, and I think they're going to want an even better look and bring the chains out. So 3rd and 11 is going to be either 1st and 10 or 4th and inches, as Hoffman uses some of that scrambling ability that got him out of trouble several times against Upper Darby last week. Hoffman, just as much a threat to run, not the biggest quarterback you'll ever see, at 5'7", 170 pounds, but very quick, very strong throwing arm.
Brian,
and
what is he at, the 14 or thereabouts?
Well, we'll see. They're going to wait and spot this, and first down it is. So give him the 14-yard line and a Raider first down as they stretch the chains. They got it by half the length of the football. So Hoffman picks up 11 and about 6 inches. 1st and 10 for the Green Raiders. A little more breathing room now. They'll spot it at, call it the 13, actually. From the 13, Hoffman in the gun. Motion man from right to left. They give it to him on the jet sweep. This is done. Off the right side. Turning up the field and shakes the tackle from Nulon and still swung out of bounds all the way out at the 29-yard line. Gain of 16 on the jet sweep for Christian Dunn. So Dunn on the jet sweep picks up 13. And the Green Raiders huddling this time, but breaks the huddle very quickly. Dunn will be slot right. Another wide receiver standing right behind him. Possibly a bubble look here with Amir Staggs slipped to the left. Hoffman turns, gives to the halfback Callis straight up the middle, and DeSante Callis is met there by Deed and Mulhern across the 30 at the 31. Gain of 3 for Callis. The Strathaven defense starting to catch on a little bit to the fullback dive up the middle. But, again, we'll see what... See how the Panthers hold up more than anything. Again, two backs, they rotate in there. So Dennis Decker with the luxury of some fresh legs in there between Callis and Young, two very capable runners. Second down and about 7. 8:52 and counting to play here in the second. Gives to Callis one more time right up the middle, and he slams into the out to the 35-yard line, met there by Matt Splane. I'm sorry. No, 33, rather, was Zach Nulon, not 43. So the sophomore Nulon into the game now at inside linebackers. Shane Mulhern, the leading tackler, was injured early and not in the game on the defensive side of the ball right now. 3rd and about 2 upcoming. Callis with 43 yards on 9 carries in the early going. 3rd and 2. Trips left. Singles and receiver to the right. They throw a bubble screen to this left side. Just hear Miner with running room. Bounces outside. 1st down, Moore up the near sideline. Miner in a foot race. Flag on the play. Behind the play. And boy, if this is holding or an illegal block, this is going to be a tough break here for Ridley. He may get the 1st down anyway. The result of the play is going to take him to the Strathaven 44 momentarily, but we'll see. We will check the flag. And
who is the pass?
See.
Who is the pass to, Brian?
Pass was to number 2, Jasir Miner.
Okay.
But it's going to move back on an illegal block. But I think he got enough for the 1st down anyway, even after they march off the penalty here. Holding spot foul from the 49, and it's going to move the chains anyway. 1st down. Raiders pick it up. Miner got just enough after the fact, and they'll move it out to the 42-yard line. Raiders from their own 42, 1st down. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Pistol look here for Hoffman. Hoffman, give inside as the Callis off, bounces to the outside. He still sheds a tackle, still on his feet. Midfield and look out. Callis, 30. Inside at 25 to the 22 before Francis finally rips him down. We'll see where they mark him all sideline. But they'll spot him all the way at the 20, 38 on the gain. And the Panthers have 3 cracks at him in the backfield. And DeSante Callis picks up a bundle. 1st and 10, Ridley at the 20. Panthers will have to tighten up as they did last time the Raiders were in the red zone. 7:24 and counting to play here in the first half. We're scoreless here on havenfootball.net, but the Raiders threatening. Take inside, give us a Miner on a bubble screen. Miner inside, outside, now his foot race to the corner. Looking for the corner, he's banged out of bounds inside the 10 at the 9. Somero and Myers in pursuit. First and goal to go. Bubble screen to Miner. Picks up, I think, 11. See where they spot this. I don't know. They're going to mark it all the way down at the 6. Tough spot to sit right here. They're in a first and goal from the 6. Now, the Panthers, I will say, stiffen first and goal from the 6 on the opening drive of the game. Going to have to try it again here. Hoffman in the pistol. Give this to Callis. Flag on the play. Elijah Cruz slams him down in the backfield, and we'll keep an eye on the flag. Pat Najimola is slow to get up for the Green Raiders, but seems to be okay. And we'll check the flag here. He might get an illegal shift. So the Raiders, again, had first and goal from the 6 on the opening drive of the game. Couldn't punch it in. And now, this looks to be another Green Raider penalty. So now, do you take second and goal from the 5 if you're the Panther defense, or do you move them back and give them 4 tries from the 11?
I think you got to move them back.
We'll see what happens. And Kevin Clancy's going to decline the penalty. They're going to keep it there on the 5-yard. On the 9-yard line. So they lose 2. Okay. Set a first and goal from the 12, second and goal from the 9. So Crew on the stop there. And a nice play by Crew makes it a little easier for the Panthers here. 4 wide, 2 to either side. Pistol look for Hoffman. On second and goal from the 9. The Green Raider senior takes the snap, gives to Young. Young cuts inside. He lunges, and he is, no signal yet, down near the goal line, but just shy. It's going to be 3rd and short as Young picks up about 8. All right. Panthers stiffened twice last time. 3rd and goal and 4th and goal for the Green Raiders from the 1 turned into nothing. Can the Panthers make yet another stop near their goal line? Hoffman, under center, watch for a sneak here, and he will. He'll keep it himself, pushing, and he is in for the touchdown. Follows his center, number 65, Dan Acker, and Pat Najimola lead the way to a quarterback keeper. Touchdown, Green Raiders, with 6:10 to play in the first half. A 98-yard scoring drive for the Green Raiders. And now Muddle Huddle here, swinging gate formation on an extra point for us. Let's see. Panthers lined up appropriately. Here's number 9. Into the game. He takes the shotgun step. He fires to Cropper. Mike Cropper takes it, looking for 2-point conversion. Going to reverse field, looking for the right side. And he is ripped down by Roy Chung. So going for 2 and falling short is Ridley. Gage Stratton throw a little bubble screen to the left side of Mike Cropper, who tried to reverse field, and Roy Chung brings him down. So the score stays 6-0 with 6:10 to play here in the second quarter. See if the Panthers can answer when we come back. Stick with us. You're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
A clean car is one of the great satisfying things in life. And Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center is the place to go for a sparkling clean car. Whether you're looking for a simple exterior wash or full-service detail treatment, you'll be delighted with the results. Their facility in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue, right across from Pep Boys, features brand new auto washing equipment and a complete auto detail shop. Take your auto over to Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center this weekend. You'll be glad you did.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
A 98-yard scoring drive for the Green Raiders, cashed in by Jake Hoffman's 1-yard quarterback sneak, 6-0 Ridley after the extra point failed. Fisher, Jamie Fisher, the junior, high end over end kickoff is going to come down a quick kick, and Matt Splane does well to hang on to it. He is ripped down by number 72, Fran Buscelli. Nicely done there by a kicker to keep it away from the dangerous Nick Malone and Anthony Myers.
What's the number?
Blaine or the up man caught it and paid for it at the 19-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Panthers at the 19.
Who kicked
Dalton
it?
Leach back into the game at quarterback from the 19. Panthers moving left to right. Samaru, tight end to the right. Leach under center. Motion man is Nick Malone. He has it on the jet sweep looking for him. Gets a good block from Myers and springs Malone to the outside here, running towards us on the near sideline, and he'll be near first down yardage. We'll see where they spot it. It's going to be very close. I'll politely ask Coach Clancy to step out of the way so I can see where they spot the ball. And it's going to be first down. Give Malone 10 on his first carry of the game. So if he said it had taken the Panthers so a quarter and a half to get Nick Malone his first carry, he's your leading rusher coming in. But it said, oh, I'd be in trouble. So at the moment, only 6-0. Here we go. Give it to Myers, the fullback straight ahead. He lowers the shoulder and patters his way. Easy for me to say. Just near and awe for a moment as Myers picked up an extra 4 on his own, running through 2 tackles out to the 38. He's going to bring 2nd down and 1 as Myers, a bruising 9-yard run. 5:40, 5:39 and counting to play here in the first half. Carl Landholm in at center. Mulhern back in at right guard. Myers is your fullback. The halfbacks include Malone and Bratz. His tight end shifts to the right. That's Blaine. Give is to Malone. Follows his way on a sweep to the right, and not much that time. Nice work by the Ripley defense. In the mix there, number 46, Antonio Petrel. And he got just enough to move the chains and a first down. So Malone didn't need much, didn't get much, just a yard. But first and 10 for the Panthers from their own 39-yard line. 5:03, 5:02 and counting to play in the first half. Panthers trail 6-0. But on the move, perhaps. They've moved the chains twice. Give us the Myers off the left side. Not much doing that time. Good penetration for the Ridley defense. Number 32 is your inside linebacker shooting through there. First contact, Todd Parker. Parker had a fumble recovery last week that kind of turned the tide there for the Raiders in their win over Upper Darby. Parker, a nice play on Myers that time. Bolts into a gain of just a yard. They'll snap it now from the Strathaven 40, 2nd down and 9. Crowd in the box with 10 men. Sweep to the near side. Jet sweep, and it's Malone. Runs into a couple of Green Raiders that time, and you end up with a angry Christian Dunn who loses his helmet on the tackle. And he's going to have angry because he's going to have to leave the field here. High school rule, a helmet pops off, you leave the field for at least one play. But pick up a 4 for Malone. Brings up 3rd down and 5. And they'll snap it from their own 44-yard line. They need the 49 to move the chains again. Big call here for the Panthers. Can they get it moving and keep the offense on the field? No passes attempted yet. Wing to the right now is Brassus as they shift. Motion man is Malone. Fake outside, and they give inside on a quick hitter to Myers, and we'll see. He's going to be, I think, a yard and a half shy. Nice job staying home there for the Ridley Green Raiders. 72, Fran Buscelli and Nick DiGregorio. 4th and 2 from just shy of midfield, and the Panthers are going to keep it right here and keep the offense on the field. They trail 6-0, 3:30 to play. And counting here in the first half. The Panthers 4th and a yard and a half.
That's a tough call.
They're in the spot earlier. Nearly got Ridley jumping off sides. Got a false start penalty themselves and end up punting it away. Here's Leach. Give on 4th and 2. Myers straight ahead. First down yardage across the 50. Gain of 4 for Myers. And a Strathaven first down. Nice work there for the Panthers. 35 yards on 7 carries for Anthony Myers, and the Panthers, with 3 timeouts in their pocket, have 4 more shots at it now on the Ridley side of the field. 1st and 10 from the Ridley 47, again with 2 tight ends. Now they split Sommer to the left for really one of the few times tonight. Wing left is Malone. Play fake. Back to pass is Leach on 1st and 10. Fires to the flat. He has Sommer, who juggles and hangs on at the 40-yard. No, did not come down with it. Samaru had it momentarily, but couldn't hang on as he hit the turf. Nice work by Christian Dunn to break it up out near the 41-yard line. So Samaru couldn't hang on, and at the moment he's slow to get up. Seems to be okay, though. He makes his way back to the huddle. 2nd down and 10. Would have been about a gain of 8 or 9, but nice play by Dunn to knock it away from the Strathaven senior co-captain. First pass of the game for the Panthers falls incomplete. 2nd and 10. They'll try again now from the Ridley 47. 2 tight end set. Give us the Malone sweep to the right, looking for running room, cuts back, and he gets maybe a couple. I think they'll give him the 45 for a gain of 2, but that's it. And the Ridley defense starting to tighten here. So we've already seen it's likely to be, again, four down territory here. Third down and eight. The Panthers, they'd like to get all eight at once or more, but not absolutely necessary, as they've gone for it on fourth a couple of times here at this spot in the field. Two tight end set. Wing to the right is Bratsis. Motion man is Malone. Give on the counter is to Bratsis, and he is wrapped up immediately. In fact, he loses a couple. Bratsis had three green shirts in his lap, and nothing doing. It's going to turn into fourth and 10. And so timeout on the field called by Ridley, I would think, here. Yes, timeout Ridley, 1:59 to play, and Strathaven with fourth and 11 upcoming is going to punt it away. We're going to take a short timeout. Be back in 30 seconds for the final 1:59 of the first half. Here at Gilmarion Field, 6-0 Green Raiders. We're about to hit the ball back right here on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 Alliance agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and a Century 21 Quality Service Award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-586-1300, extension 353.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Fourth and 11 for the Panthers. Alex Bratsis is on to punt it away again. Steps into it, no rush. High, spiraling kick. It's going to come down to Anderson, who runs to his left, makes another show to the catch. No, he drops it on the 10-yard line. Now comes up, and Paul Sommer there on the stop. He's buried inside the 10-yard line. 1:53 to play here in the first half. Sommer Malone with a big stop. Anderson did well to recover that ball. A tough over-the-shoulder catch. Couldn't hang on.
What's time, Brian?
And so now with 1:53 to play here in this second quarter, Ridley will start at their own 7-yard line. A 98-yard scoring drive the last time they had it at this end of the field. Panthers trying to avoid a similar fate here in the final minute 53. Another very good kick from Bratsis. Brock Anderson's put to the left. Slot left is done. Two receivers to the right. Pistol look here for the Green Raiders. Hoffman. With a tailback behind him, gives it to Young. The tailback looking for him off the right side. Gets high and then ducks under a man. Get out to the 10. Gain of about 3 from Malik Young. Young, 7 carries for 26 yards. Sam Petrovich in on that last tackle for the Panthers. Hurry up offense now for Ridley. 1:35 and counting. Second and 7 from the 10. Pistol look again. Hoffman turns. Give inside is to Young. Young straight up the middle. Bounces outside and he's ripped down. I think for no gain here. No gain out here. Timeout on the field. We'll see. Timeout for... let's see. Third down and loss of a yard. I don't know what the timeout was. Timeout Strathaven. There are a couple of Panthers down on the field. I didn't know if that was a charge timeout or a medical issue. But with 1:20 to play here in the opening in this first half. Mike, any score updates from around the Central League and elsewhere?
Let me take a look. I've been so busy with the stats, I haven't been able to really pay much attention. So let me take a look here.
All right. Well, I'll keep talking, man. But, again, hoping for some score updates around Delaware County. A big one in the Del Valle tonight. Academy Park and Interboro, always a tough game. And maybe we'll get a Pencrest Garnet Valley score as well. We'll see how things go at halftime. Again, a different look tonight. We are broadcasting from the stands here at Phil Marion Field at Ridley tonight. So Mike Mayer producing from back at home. Sorry you're not here with us, Mike, watching it in person, but we'll do the best we can to describe it. Third down and 8, as Young lost a yard on that last carry. The Panthers trying to get off the field here, give the offense one more chance. Green Raiders with the football at their own 9. Hoffman, 3 receivers to his left. Back to pass, looking. He's on, has time, now fires over the middle. It is intercepted by Roy Chung. A diving interception at the 25. And Roy Chung's second interception of the season has the Panthers in business with 1:13 to play before halftime. Now can the Panthers step in after a diving catch by the junior? Big play there for the defense. Picking off Hoffman. And now can the Panthers get themselves in the field goal range or better?
Okay, it was a 29.
Ball on the 25-yard line. First and 10 for Strathaven. Double wing. Split to the right. Back to pass his fender. Looking. Has a man down the middle. It's Samaru. It is juggled. No, it is incomplete. Swatted away. Very nicely. Good coverage there by Gene Gibbons. Gibbons had the interception in the end zone last week.
What's the time?
Good coverage there on Samaru.
What was the time of the interception?
Say again, Mike. I'm sorry.
The time of the interception. You have any idea?
113. Okay, 108 to play now. Second down and 10. Fender's first pass of the night. Ball's incomplete. At Sommer. Sommer had a step, but the ball came in a little short. Here we go. Jet sweep with Malone. Looking for him around the corner. Speeding down the sideline. And jet sweep works again. Sweep Malone streaks for 25 and a touchdown.
Whoa.
Wow. Nick Malone just turned on the Jets. Got a nice lead block from Anthony Myers. We are tied at 6. Extra point pending with 1:03 to play before halftime. Wow.
Wow.
They snapped it in a hurry, and Malone came out of nowhere. Sort of caught everybody napping more than anything. And 25 yards later, the Panthers with a chance to take the lead. Fender will hold it. It is blocked. Mike Cropper swarms in and blocks the extra point, and we stay tied at 6. Oh, just no blocking up front. Cropper came in untouched. That kick never had a chance.
What was it?
1:03 to play before halftime. We're going to take a short timeout. Be back in a moment. The Panthers have swerved back to tie it here at Phil Marion Field. 6-6 to score. Late in the second on HavenFootball.net.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a Coco's Pizza. At Coco's, you can get pizza your way. Thin crust or thick, red or white, with a whole slew of topping choices. Having a party? Buy 3 large or extra large pizzas and get a free 12-pack of Coca-Cola. Order your pizza right now at 610-872-7277. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven. Pickup or delivery.
Hello, this is Kevin Clancy. I'm the head football coach at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Well, Mike Mayer, I know you're back in the studio. I will give you the heads up. You have two possible plays of the game thus far. An interception by Roy Chung set up the Panthers, and a jet sweep from Malone, 25 yards, has tied this game at 6, 1-3 to play. High end of run kick comes down to Jasir Minor. Minor with speed straight up the middle, has a blocker, has a wall on the far sideline, shedding tackles out to the midfield stripe and more. Jasir Minor over on that far sideline has given Ridley a chance to take the lead here with less than a minute to play. So the Panthers, special teams breakdown right there, and they let Minor loose for a big-time return, knows the football on the midfield stripe, and now Ridley with a chance to break a 6-6 tie.
How far did he kick it, Dino?
Well, I'd have to check.
Don't worry about it.
You came out of the timeout really quickly there. I was trying to wrap up our play of the game candidates there.
Chung
and Malone on the jet sweep. A two-play, 25-yard scoring drive. And now here's Ridley with two timeouts in their pocket, ball in the midfield stripe. Motion man is done from right to left. They give it to him on the jet sweep. He cuts back over the middle. Christian Dunn is wrapped up by Anthony Myers and Peter Thieves. Dunn picks up about 3. Brings up second down and 7. Jets sweep worked for 13 earlier for Christian Dunn. Not so much that time. Hurry up offense now. 37 seconds. 36 seconds. From the Strathaven, 47. Second down and 7. Back is Hoffman. Throws incomplete. Quick hit on a bubble screen to Dunn, and he dropped it. Dunn would like to have that one back. Typically a short-handed receiver. Dunn had a nice little year. Had a 10-yard scoring catch last week against Upper Darby. 2 receiving touchdowns in the week 2 loss to Conestoga. Couldn't squeeze that one. It brings up 3rd down and call it 6, actually. It's all, the ball almost to the 46. So Hoffman, incomplete on that last one. On 3rd and 6, Hoffman's back, looking, steps into a throw on the far sideline, and it is caught. Indeed, it is caught. 1st down. It'll stop the clock momentarily on the 34-yard line. Nice catch there by Ryan McLaughlin. Scooped it off the turf. Referee, no signal right away. Went down to his knees to catch it, and a nice, he must have gotten his hands under it on that far sideline. They'll spot it at the Strathaven 34, gain of 12. We'll call it a gain of 12 to McLaughlin. And timeout Ridley. They now have one timeout remaining with just 21 seconds to play here before halftime. Speaking of halftime, Mike, any thoughts? What's the plan for halftime?
Well, plan for halftime is we're going to do a lot of commercials. I'm going to try to get some updates. When we come back, I'll come back with it. You'll be listening, and then how's your battery on your phone? Oh, you don't know because it's wired in. All right. Assuming battery strength is okay, we'll stay with you, and then we'll be back for the – I'll talk to you, so just listen for me to bring you back in, but I'll try to do some updates.
All right. Sounds good. It gives us a little bit of a different look, different sound here on homecoming weekend at Ridley. 6-6 is your score here. Ridley still with 21 seconds to work with and one timeout. Tied at 6, first and 10 from the 34-yard line. Trips left, single to the right, rolling to his left is Hoffman. Eyes downfield, fires down the near sideline, looks for Dunn, who makes a leaping catch and has it inbounds with one great footwork inside the 20-yard line. First down for the Green Raiders. We'll see where they spot it. Down at the 17, gain of 17 yards. Nice catch there by Dunn. All right, 15 seconds to play. Stepped out of bounds. Clock is stopped, and the Raiders will set up first down and 10 from the Strathaven 17. Three receivers to the right, one to the left for Hoffman. He's in the pistol. Rolls to his right this time. Eyes still downfield. Heavy pressure coming from Swain. Fires at the outside, and it is incomplete. And are they going to get an intentional grounding is the question. I don't think so. Had a receiver in the area, threw it well out of bounds, and pretty good decision there from Hoffman.
Do you know who was in the area?
In the area at 29, McLaughlin.
Okay.
That's your closest guy to it. And with 9 seconds to play here before halftime, Raiders, my guess is you take a shot near the end zone and then think about a field goal. Esteban Munoz, who just missed from 43 last week, not for lack of distance, but just push one wide. They are within his range right now from the 17. They will snap it at least one more time, though, for the offense on the field. Timeout, Strathaven. Probably a good decision here with 9 seconds left to play for us. Jim Connor wants to talk it over with his defense. So we'll take a short timeout, get back in 30 seconds, say thanks to our sponsors who put us on the air every week right here on havenfootball.net. Be back for the final 9 seconds of the second quarter. Glad you're listening to havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Ralph Lawler, the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
All right, here we go. Back to Phil Marion Field. Three receivers to the right, one to the left for Ridley. From the Strathaven, 17, 9 seconds to play before half. Back to pass is Hoffman. Looking, steps up in the pocket, has to scramble. Let's it go for the end zone. Leafing and making the catch for a Ridley touchdown with 3 seconds left. His number 10, Amir Staggs. Staggs wins the jump ball. The 6'2 senior hauls it in, and the Raiders back on top, 12-6, extra point pending. Well, Hoffman had a nice pocket to work with, stepped up at time, and then threw a nice ball just only where his guy could go get it. Munoz on for the extra point. 12-6, Ridley, extra point pending. Ball spotted, kick is away, and it is plenty long enough and plenty good. So, 13-6, Green Raiders with just 3 seconds to play here in the second quarter. So, Strathaven roars back to tie the game with just 1:03 to play here in the half. And a big kick return by Jasir Minor took it to midfield, and Ridley really didn't have to go far after that. A 50-yard scoring drive capped by Amir Staggs with a 17-yard catch at the 0-0-3 mark. capping that 50-yard drive. Great throw from Hoffman.
Isn't that just typical of what's been going on with the Panthers all year long? They just can't seem to make it count.
Yeah, big plays on third down and fourth down against them in key moments, especially on the defensive side of the ball, especially in the secondary. And I think everybody understands what happened at the Upper Darby game with some breakdowns there late in that one.
Right.
Panthers will get the football to start the second half, so good news there for Coach Clancy and the offense. But here, just 3 seconds to play before halftime. My guess is you're not kicking it anywhere near Nick Malone or Anthony Myers, but stranger things have happened. This is going to come down to Myers. Myers fields it at the 19-yard line with some running room momentarily, but then he's buried immediately shy of the 30-yard line. So Myers giving about 9 on the return, and that will take us to the halftime gun. 13-7 Ridley. Jake Hoffman, 17-yard scoring strike to Amir Stagg is the difference, and it came at the 0-0-3 mark of the second quarter. And Ridley takes a 7-point lead into their home locker room here on homecoming weekend at Phil Marion Field. At halftime, we'll be watching the homecoming ceremonies here, the Ridley marching unit back on the field. Strathaven's band played 3 games, so won't get to see the 12th man during the broadcast. I was here in plenty of time to see it. Always one of my favorite parts of the evening, regardless of what goes on the football field. And Jack Hans and the band is, as always, just flat out excellent. So, all right. Mike, I'm going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back in, maybe 5 minutes or so. I'll mute my phone and check back in with you in about 5 minutes. How
okay,
about
but
that?
You're going to leave the phone on, correct?
I'll leave the phone on. That's okay. Correct. Again, if you're joining us, thanks for sticking with us. We're at a little bit of a different setup tonight. Mike, working remotely from his studio, which is to say his basement, I believe, and I'm in the stands here over at Ridley High School. So we'll be back. I'm going to mute my phone and let you talk about scores and a whole lot more. I'll check back in about 5 minutes and go from there. How about that?
Okay, that'll work.
All right. Thanks for joining us live around the archive for halftime. Raiders and Panthers right here on Haven of Football. That's
it. You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Tired of grocery shopping in the same old megastore? Come over to Swarthmore and spend some quality shopping time at the Swarthmore Co-op Market. We've been your local community-owned grocery store since 1937 and feature local produce, sustainable meat, and seafood. We also offer a complete deli and prepared foods counter. Conveniently located in downtown Swarthmore at 341 Dartmouth Avenue. No membership required. Our 10th anniversary and our new building block party is October 18th. Come celebrate with us with 10% member discounts, children's activities, and live music and food at night. That's our all-day 10th anniversary block party on October 18th.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
Looking for that perfect first communion dress? Betty's Children's Shop, located in Prospect Park, carries the largest selection of christening and first communion clothing for boys and girls in Delaware County. They also carry a complete line of tuxedos, from the newborn to size 4T. Be prepared as these cold winter months approach. Betty's has a full inventory of Rothschild wool winter coats for girls and IMP wool coats for boys. Betty's Children's Shop in Prospect Park, 610-532-3750.
After the game, don't forget to check out the best high school football website, havenfootball.net. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League, as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. Havenfootball.net, for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there is no better place to be than havenfootball.net.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to havenfootball.net, and we've got the Ridley-Haven game. Ridley is leading at halftime 13-6. It's been a pretty close game, actually. Haven made a stop down at the one-yard line and turned Ridley away with a 0-0 score. Ridley did come back and pick up six, and then went for the extra. Actually, went for a two-point conversion and didn't score. Haven came back with just a little over a minute left in the first half and scored six, but got a blocked extra point, so it was 6-6 tied. And then with under a minute to go in the first half, Ridley managed a 50-yard drive after a 20-yard so return, got to the midfield mark, 50-yard line, and then they went ahead and marched six or seven plays down for the touchdown. So that's where we ended up right now. We're at the halftime with, as I said, Ridley at 13 and Strathaven at 6. But it's been a pretty good game. Both teams kind of going after each other. Haven's going to get the ball first, so that could be an interesting situation. Haven's had trouble moving it. It's really been kind of mistakes, interceptions and things that's given Haven some decent field position and allowed them to go in and get that one score. But they were able to turn Malone was able to run 25 yards for a touchdown on a quick sweep to the left, I believe. I am not at the game. I am in the studio, which is basically my man cave downstairs, because we're outside and we had to call this one in remotely. So I'm going to check some scores right now. Garner Valley is leading Pencrest 21-0, and Interboro and Academy Park is at the first quarter was tied 0-0. The remark was it was a sloppy game. I've got some scores here, but they don't give me which team is up, so I'm going to have to walk away from that. Let me see what's going up in the northeast part of the state right now. Brian, you're back?
What's that?
Brian, you're back? I was just doing some more update scores.
Hey, keep going, Mike. Glad to hear it. I'm happy to hear some, too.
Okay, Archbishop Wood is 21-0 over O'Hara. Not a particular surprise there. Hatboro Horsham's leading Wissahickon 7-0 in the second.
That is a surprise, actually.
Okay. Upper Marion, Upper Moreland is no score in the second quarter. What are they using for CC for initials?
CC?
Pardon me?
I don't know. Who are they playing tonight?
New Hope.
Central Catholic.
Central Catholic.
Probably Allentown Central Catholic.
Okay.
I did not have that sheet in front of me, but
okay. That's 7-7. Let's see if there's anything else here. LaSalle and Prep is 7-7 in the first quarter. It's still early.
That's no surprise that that's a close one. I mean, boy, if you had a free time last week and got a chance to see LaSalle and Archbishop Wood play right to the wire. It's the two top-rated teams in the state of Pennsylvania at 3A and 4A, respectively. Archbishop Wood, if you're a Wood fan, you'll say, well, we blew that lead in the fourth quarter. If you're a LaSalle fan, you say, hey, amazing comeback. No quitting those kids, and they win 35-31. And then LaSalle has to gear up again to play tonight. The St. Joe's Prep is ranked number 4 in the state of Pennsylvania, so the Philadelphia Catholic League District 12 is loaded once again.
Well, here you
and,
go.
Again, amongst the best in the state.
6 minutes ago, St. Joseph's Prep 14, LaSalle 7, end of the first quarter. How's that for a shocker?
Yep.
Also have, for those out in the west part of the world, west part of the state, Thomas Jefferson is 35-0 over Uniontown in the first quarter.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's kind of tough to do. Haverson School beat Malvern Prep 22-8 earlier. I'm trying to see if there's any other.
Haverford School, top-rated team in Delaware County.
Yep.
In the top in the Super 7, and understandable the way they've taking care of Roman Catholic and now Malvern Prep in consecutive weeks. That's a tough, tough team.
Here's a good one and a kind of a funny a score I would not have expected. With 3:30 left in the second quarter, Springfield 21, Upper Darby 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Back and forth, Springfield undefeated and atop the Central League, tied atop the Central League with Garnet Valley. And at last word, I just got a text that I was able to check. Pat Patterson reports Garnet Valley 21 on top of Pencrest, 21-0
wow.
as they approach halftime.
Well,
Springfield, not a whole lot of room for a misstep. And Upper Darby, hanging tough. That's you have to say, Upper Darby and Springfield, two very similar offenses. They're probably used to seeing those kinds of things in practice. There'd be no surprises there in terms of formation and everything else, but 20 points scored against the Springfield defense. That's the most they've given up all year.
Absolutely, absolutely. Conestoga and Marple Newtown are fighting it together. Apparently, at halftime, Conestoga's at 28, Marple Newtown at 14. We will not play Conestoga okay. this year, but that's an interesting score. Let's see. CR South and Tennant are all tied up, 21-21 with about 2 minutes left in the first half. And that's... That's anything else you wanted me to look at in particular for, Brian?
That's a pretty good wrap-up there, Mike. I appreciate the heads-up. Again, thanks to our buddies at Taco Times and all the folks that are following HavenFootball.net on Twitter and vice versa. And, of course, the guys up at WNTV that give us all the updates up on the Suburban One League. And Armin Venor at PAFootball.com is contributing to those kinds of score updates as well. But, again, glad to just bring these kinds of things during halftime and, you know, thinking ahead a little bit, looking playoff-wise. Ridley, believe it or not, after sort of a rough start and a 1-2 opening to the season, has a good chance to get their back, to sort of get back into the playoff hunt at 4A. But they're having trouble with Strathaven tonight. And we'll need to turn it on here in the second half. Strathaven literally has to take it 1 week at a time. A win over a team like Ridley would give them huge bonus points and maybe get them on a little bit of a roll leading into the final 3 weeks of the regular season. You know, 5-5 got some teams into the playoffs in 3A each of the last two seasons. So, actually the last preseason. So, you know, 5-5 maybe gets you in, but the Panthers really have to take it 1 week at a time. They have to start here with a big second half against Ridley, and then looking ahead, not in that order, but Lower Merion next week, followed by Harrison, two home games, and then on the road at Radnor to end the regular season in week 10. But, hey, the Panthers, again, a big defensive stop on the opening drive of the game. Inside the 5-yard line, really will say they hurt themselves with penalties and a big turnover there. But if Strathaven defense can turn it around and slow down this Ridley offense just a bit more in the second quarter and in the second half, the Panthers have moved the ball reasonably well. And for a Ridley team that's given up only 17 yards rushing in the last 3 weeks combined, halftime stats tentatively look like this. 7 carries for 35 yards for Anthony Myers. Nick Malone leading the way. 5 carries for 42 yards, including the Panther touchdown. Alex Bratz has 4 carries for 3 yards and a couple of team carries on fumbled center exchanges. 0-for-2 in the passing game for the Panthers. 0-for-1 for Fender and Leach, respectively. For Ridley, a much more balanced attack, as you would expect from Dennis Decker's team. Doing some damage on the ground. They're over 100 yards rushing. Leading the way is the senior, number 24, is at a busy night. DeSante Callis, 11 carries for 80 yards. Malik Young has been their leading rusher so far this season. The young sophomore held in check for the most part, 8 carries for 25 yards. 2 carries for 16 yards on the jet sweep for Christian Dunn. Hoffman, 2 carries for 12 yards, including the 1 yard touchdown to sneak that capped that 98 yard scoring drive halfway through the second quarter, and 1 carry for no yardage for Nick DiGregorio. So, you know, on the passing side of things, I have unofficially Hoffman 6 for 10. I'm sorry, 5 for 10 for 68 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. Mike did a little bit of a sort of scoring recap earlier on in the halftime break, but you know, Strathaven at this point not entirely healthy coming into this game, but it's nice to see at least the backfield in place. This is the backfield that they started the season with, and they thought they would have had a, you know, really could be have some difference makers with Brad System alone on the wings and Myers as a fullback, a balanced attack, a balanced front five. But Shane Mulhern dealing with some injury issues tonight. You don't have your starting your front five up front there. Lesenby's dealing with some issues. He missed last week and was hobbled late in the second quarter here. Just, and, of course, Anthony Paul at center has only played parts of 2 games. So, you know, a team like Strathaven, where you've got multiple guys playing both sides of the ball, this thing to the injury bug continues to bite and continues to have a domino effect down the line.
There's no doubt. I mean, you know, it's been one of those years. It happens. We haven't really seen it in all the years we've been broadcasting. What do we figure? Since 2007, Brian? I think that was it, 2006, 2007. And we have not seen a team like this for Haven that just between the injuries and, you know, it's almost as if we didn't have bad luck, we'd have no luck at all. I mean, the close games, you know, we should be winning half of them anyway. And it just haven't been able to put it together. And I, you know, I always feel badly for the seniors because it's a tough way to go out. But, you know, look, they're fighting. I mean, they could have come in here and just rolled over. They're playing a pretty good school, a team that's on top. And, yeah, we can talk about, you know, maybe they can get themselves into a situation with a playoff game. But realistically, they're playing for pride now and doing a fine job as far as I'm concerned.
Certainly. And you look at sort of common opponents where Strathaven played Marple Newtown back in week two, a game that Anthony Myers missed entirely, a game that Alex Bratsis was hurt on the first couple plays of the game and really truly hobbled through the entire game and was a non-factor, and lost the play, basically a one-touchdown game to Marple Newtown before a late score stretched that lead a little bit. That Marple Newtown team was shut out by Ridley 37-0. Mm-hmm. And so gives you an idea that, you know, this Ridley team is no slouch when they're playing on all cylinders and so forth. There's still a half of football to play, but you'd say, hey, common opponents, if Marple Newtown beats Strathaven and loses to Ridley by 37, you know, you'd think on paper that the Panthers would have their hands full.
Well, here,
Not so much the case here in the first half. So,
well,
again, I get the coach staff credit and the kids credit for coming out and playing hard.
And right, and now we'll discuss the downside. The third quarter has been horrendous for the Panthers all year long. They have just, they've got stayed close with teams. They've been here, they've been there. And in the third quarter, it just, the wheels don't necessarily fall off the wagon, but they just take a beating. I was looking at the numbers, and the amount of scoring that they've given up in the third quarter has just been brutal. If you could erase the third quarters, we would have won more games than we lost. So, you know, I'm going to be very anxious. We get the ball first, and I'm going to be very anxious to see what we can do. So far, Haven's only put themselves really in scoring position based on an interception, actually. You know, the offense has not exactly set the world on fire in the first half, but defense has kept them in the game.
They have moved the chains, however, a few times, and we're, you know, they're going to be kicking themselves, I think, forever. That drive near the end of the first quarter where they crossed midfield, had 4th and 2 from the 42 of Ridley, and frankly, you know, we're upset that Ridley was not called for offsides, but then somebody in the Strathaven line flinched.
Right.
And 4th and 2 and a very makeable first down turns into 4th and 7 and a punting situation. So, you know, in a game where you only really had 3 or 4 possessions in the entire half, Ridley chewed up with their opening drive of the game. They chewed up almost 7 minutes off the first quarter clock on that drive that stalled inside the five. The offense has to convert on those kinds of opportunities. You can't have penalties of that nature in a game that's going to be this close and not be hurt by them. But, you know, still two more quarters of football to be played. Teams starting to make their way back towards the field. There's still some homecoming activities and photos being taken out on near the Ridley sideline, but starting to see some helmets walk down towards the field here. And why don't we take a short time out and be back in just a moment? So we'll take a short break. Hear a number of words from a number of our wonderful sponsors who put us on the air every week.
How long do you want to be gone, Brian?
I'll be back in about 3 minutes. How about that?
Okay, we'll do that.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike, and we'll be back in a moment for an halftime. We're going to start the third quarter momentarily. You're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate's stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
A clean car is one of the great satisfying things in life. And Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center is the place to go for a sparkling clean car. Whether you're looking for a simple exterior wash or full-service detail treatment, you'll be delighted with the results. Their facility in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue right across from Pep Boys features brand new auto washing equipment and a complete auto detail shop. Take your auto over to Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center this weekend. You'll be glad you did.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 Alliance agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and a Century 21 Quality Service Award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-586-1300, extension 353.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a Coco's pizza. At Coco's, you can get pizza your way. Thin crust or thick, red or white, with a whole slew of topping choices. Having a party? Buy three large or extra large pizzas and get a free 12-pack of Coca-Cola. Order your pizza right now at 610-872-7277. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven. Pick up or delivery.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Brian, you there with us?
Yep. Okay. Welcome back to Phil Marion Field here on the campus of Ridley High School. It's good to be back here, actually. I spent a little time here as a student teacher in 1998, which doesn't seem that long ago, but in fact it does. It is a little while ago. I drove down McDade Boulevard, came to the corner of McDade and Morton Avenue tonight, and was just crushed to see that the Fresh Stop, which is a little produce stand, that had their sign on the door that said, "Thanks for a great 22 years," and has been shuttered. And I will tell you that spring of 1998, that paid for many a meals for a second semester, fourth year college student. Five great firsts for a dollar and a whole lot more. But anyway, I'm waxing nostalgic about a fun time here at Ridley back a long time ago. But good to see some friendly faces around here tonight. here at Phil Marion Field, some people I've known for quite a while now. And in the meantime, some other people we've known for quite a while, the Strathaven coaching staff has the team back on the field, ready to get things going here to start the second half. They trail 13-6 after two quarters of play and scoreless first quarter, 6-0 Ridley. Midway through the second quarter as Jake Hoffman capped a 98-yard scoring drive with a 1-yard quarterback sneak. Strathaven, the offense moved the ball but had to kick it away, and after a Roy Chung interception with just over a minute to play in the second quarter, Nick Malone, after just an one incomplete pass, Nick Malone takes a jet sweep off the right side. It's a key block from Anthony Myers and goes untouched 25 yards down this near sideline for a Strathaven score to tie it at 6. So after that, you felt, hey, there's only a minute and 3 seconds to play before halftime. Strathaven just keep Ridley pinned down. Not so much. Jasir Meyer takes the opening or the ensuing kickoff to the midfield stripe. Jake Hoffman did the rest from there. 3 big completions, including a 17-yarder to Amir Staggs with just 3 seconds left. Caps a 50-yard scoring drive, and Ridley leads it 13-6 as we are ready to start the second half. So, teams are making their way back to their sidelines, and Strathaven will receive the opening kickoff here in the third quarter. And Mike, I was kind of surprised that Ridley, just before half there, kicked it maybe a little deeper than they wanted to and put the ball in the hands of Anthony Myers, and Nick Malone stands to return as well. If I were any Central League team facing them, I'd shy away from kicking it to either one of them.
Particularly in a game this close, I certainly would not want to give them the advantage of it. They've had good breakaways on punt returns, kickoff returns. It's been the Panthers. That and their punting game has been one of the highlights of their season this year. So I would definitely keep it away from them.
If you remember the attack on Labor Day weekend, the first play of the season, an 80-yard kick return touchdown for Alex Brassis to open the season. And then it was followed by Nick Malone's punt return, 83-yard punt return against Marvel Duketown the following week. Anthony Myers has been explosive as well, has had a couple of near misses, shoestring tackles that have kept him from taking a couple to the house. But you remember his school record 99-yard kick return score against Conestoga a year ago. So, again, some dangerous returners. I mentioned in the pregame the last time I was here for Ridley Strathaven in 2011, an 80-yard kick return touchdown for James Griffin, who went on to play at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, had a strong career with the 2010 Central League co-champs, District 1 AAA champs, that 2010 team was terrific. And then a 2011 team, James Griffin Sr. here, that ended up at Cotsgrove in a double overtime loss in the semifinals to the eventual Cotsgrove District 1 3A champs. And they were really a two-point conversion away from repeating as district champs, the Panthers, since 2010-2011. But at any rate, here's Ridley trying to get things going. And to start this second half, ready to kick it away is number 99, Jamie Fisher, the junior, sends one towards Anthony Myers. It takes a strange hop, and it's Myers who picks it up on 2 bounces at the 7-yard line. And it makes one man miss, and then he's met by a wall of green tacklers. Guys in green outnumber him about 5-1 there, and Myers does well just to get it out to the 20-yard line. And the Panthers will start there at the left hash mark, moving left to right as we start this third quarter. All right, 11:54 to play here in the third quarter. Panthers will send Dalton Leach under center and a second tight end, Denzel Lesenby. Samari checks out. Panthers break the huddle in a wing T. Two tight ends, Lesenby to the left, Matt Splane to the right. Wing left is Nick Malone. He comes in motion. And it's Leach. Toss play to the left side to Anthony Myers. Fullback toss. He runs into one man and is banged down. Oh, stayed on his feet momentarily, but finishing the job there. Number 21 for the Ridley defense is John Lyman. They'll spot it at the 22, second down and 8, as Myers picks up a couple. Second down and 8. Upcoming here for the Panthers. 11:28 and counting to play here in the third. Panthers trying to fight back to the 13-6 deficit. Leach under center. Wing to the left is Malone. 10 men in the box for Ridley. It's Myers up the middle. Ball is on the ground, and Ridley's on top of it. Fumbled, recovered, and Ridley in business again. First turnover of the night for the Panthers is Tom Trapope, the senior, on top of it. And first and 10 to go for the Raiders at the Panther 20. So costly turnovers for each team now. An interception for Ridley ended up in their end zone just before halftime.
What was the time, Brent?
Now with 11-11 to play here in the third quarter, the Panther defense trying to avoid the same fate. 13-7 Ridley. Pistol look. Fullback stands in front of Young, and it's Malik Young straight ahead, and he goes nowhere. Absolutely hammered down by Justin Fremont. He's going to lose a bundle. Back to the 23. The Young backed up again out of that I formation, and Fremont comes plowing through the 260-pounder, having his way up front. Young now on the 22 yards on 9 carries. It's going to be second down and 13 from the Strathaven 23.
Okay, so it went to the 20?
That last play started at the 20,
okay.
And here we go now from the 23. Second and 13. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Hoffman in the pistol. Give on the stretch play is to Malik Young, and he sheds two tackles. Still on his feet, bounces outside. The sophomore cuts inside, cuts again, and he's going to take it on in. Touchdown, Malik Young, 23 yards. Boy, is he slippery. The Panthers had him hemmed in at the line of scrimmage, and somehow he stayed on his feet. The Raiders have two more years of this guy, and boy, you see the talent right there. 23 yards for a Ridley score, and that is disheartening. Muddle huddle again momentarily, but now they line up in kicking formation. Esteban Munoz on to attempt the extra point. Number 9 in green, Kate Stratton will hold. 19-6, extra point pending. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Munoz is up and good. 20-6. Ridley on top of Strathaven. The costly turnover for the Panthers ends up in their end zone. Malik Young, his third touchdown in the last 2 weeks. This one from 23 yards out. Giving just 45 yards on the night, but that is a big one, especially considering that probably could and should have gone for no gain. Blaine and Myers had it wrapped up momentarily. Three other Panthers behind him.
What's your time?
Haul them down.
What's your time, Brent?
So it's 10-16 to play here in the third. Strathaven will try it again after the fumble. Fisher will kick it away to Malone and Myers, who wait at the 15. So gut punch there for the Panthers. Now can they get up off the mat? Fisher sets it halfway between the hash marks, has his hand in the air, and is ready to go. High, pinned over, and kick's going to come down to Anthony Myers over his head and takes one hop and into the end zone. Big kick from Fisher, and the Ridley special teams does well there. Kickoff all the way down to the 2-yard line, one hop into the end zone. The Panthers will try again from their 20-yard line. So, didn't go so well their first possession of this half. Panthers will give it another shot here. John Fender, into the gate at quarterback. Playing home is your center. Two tight ends. Leslie to the left. Splane to the right. On first down, give it to Myers, who spins his way forward for maybe a yard. Maybe a yard, and he's met there by Trey Hinchy and number 46. Antonio Petrel, second down and 9. Myers, 38 yards on 10 carries. A lot of teams over the last several weeks just keying on the Panther fullback, Anthony Myers. And at times, the Panthers have countered that nicely with Nick Malone on the wing and Fratsis and John George from time to time. But it's been limited tonight. Malone, wing to the left. They shift the tight end. Matt Splane to the right. Motion man is Malone, jet sweep coming. Here comes Nick Malone, not much doing that time. They couldn't get the edge that time as number 27 shed his block, and Gene Tibbins stops Malone in his tracks. We'll see where they spot this. I think he's going to be back inside the 20. Back to the, let's see, back to the 18 indeed. So, third down and 12 as Malone loses three. Try to run this jet sweep to the short side of the field here, and just not much doing. Raiders were ready for it. Third and 12. Back to pass defender. Fires to the outside, has a man out there. This is Samaru, stiff arm, but good open field tackling there. He's going to be shy of the first down. Samaru's first catch of the night goes for about 7, but they'll spot him at the 26-yard line. It's going to bring a fourth down and 4. So, you're going to 8 on the catch. Paul Samaru's first grab, that's the first completion of the night for the Panthers. But it's on to punt it again. Is Alex Bratsis. Standing good to return the sophomore, number 22, Brock Anderson. He awaits at his own 40. And from the ball with the ball their own 26, Bratsis awaits the punt snap. Fourth and 4. Ridley, no pressure. Line drive, angling to the far sideline. Good kick from Bratsis. Takes one hop and goes out of bounds at the 39-yard line. So nice work from Bratsis. 35 on the punt. No return. And now, Ridley with a chance to stretch the lead. Already up 2 scores, 20-6, with 8:05 to play here in the third. A chance, you don't want to say to put it away, but with 2 touchdowns in the opening, a second touchdown in the opening half of this quarter would really put the Panthers in a bind. Hoffman, in the shotgun, tailback on his right hip, tight end in front of him. Dig. On the stretch play, this is Callis, who picks up maybe 2. Nice work there from Fremont to get off his block and make first contact. Anthony Myers in on the stop as well. Gain of 2, and Ridley ready to snap it again. No huddle this time. Panthers trying to get set. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Back to pass, firing to the left side. It's complete to Dunn. He's near first down yardage. Good stick on the outside, Javon Springfield. Springfield with a good open field hit. Bratz is in to clean up as well. He's going to be about a yard shy of a first down. Gain of about 6 for Dunn that time. All right. Creating Raiders with 3rd and a yard from their own 49. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Hoffman. Give inside as the Kale's no going to keep it himself. Hoffman trying to stretch to the outside, and the Panthers swallow him up. Nice work by Lesenby to turn him inside. Myers cleans him up, and Hoffman pulled it out of the belly of his tailback and is going to lose a bundle all the way back to the 44-yard line, loss of 5 on the play, and the Ridley punt team will come on for the first time tonight.
Who's punting? Can you tell me? I need to know who the punter is.
The punter is number 97, Tyree Dublin.
God, they're on the field. All in the 90s. All right.
Yep. Okay, Ridley. Punt team on for the first time tonight. They run their 11th man on the field. Malone stands deep to return at 24. And they fake it. They snap it inside. This is Hinchy with running room. And it's a first down for the Raiders. Caught everybody off guard. Trayton Hinchy. They snap it to the up man and across the 45 to the Panther 44. Oh, boy. Caught the Panthers napping right there. Nice call. Gain of 12 for Trey Hinchy. And the Raiders put the offense right back on the field. Hinchy is your backup quarterback. A starter at defensive end, but certainly athletic, certainly has good footwork, and saw it right there. First and 10 now, Hoffman in the pistol. Fullback in front of him. Give on the, is the Callis who bounces to the outside. He's got room off that right side, still on his feet, inside the 30-yard line, knocked out of bounds on the far sideline by Myers, and he's going to pick up, let's see, at the 20, where he really spotted 29-yard line, give him 15 more. Callis approaching the 100-yard mark now. We'll see. There's whistles and timeout, Strathaven, with 6:03 to play here in the third quarter. So Panthers trying to catch their breath and regroup. They trail it 20-6. Be back in 30 seconds. Stick with us. See if the Green Raiders can punch another one in right here on HavenFootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan.
Give Wilson a call today at
888-607-2621.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Brian Carroll bringing it play-by-play back here at Phil Marion Field. First and 10, Green Raiders from the Strathaven 28-20-6. Ridley on top, two receivers to the left, one to the right. Hoffman back to pass on first and 10. Pump fakes, has time, scrambling now to his right. Lesenby on his heels, fires to the outside and is nearly intercepted. Getting a hand on it is the outside linebacker, Alex Bratz, is knocking it away. Pass falls incomplete. Brings up second down and 10. Wouldn't shock me now to see them go back to the ground as Strathaven getting gashed here in the start of this third quarter a little bit on the ground. And a big play on fourth down and 6. The fake punt call, Trey Hinchy snapped it to the upland, and Hinchy weaved his way through the middle of that field and gave the Raiders new life. So they'll try it again now for the Strathaven 28. Second down and 10. Trips left. Pistol look. Kalis is your tailback. They turn, give it to Kalis off left side, cuts back over the middle. He's over 100 yards now, pushes his way down near the 20-yard line. They'll slot him at the 21. Gain of 7 more for Kalis. I have him for 15 for 104 yards at this point. And now here's Whistle. And they have an injury momentarily. No. Okay. Seems to be okay here. They whistled the Ridley player. Did well to get up, and here we go. From the 21-yard line, third down and 2. Ridley, with three receivers to the right. Kalis is on the left hip of Hoffman, who's hit the gun. On third and 2, Kalis, run off the right side, looking for room. He's got himself a first down across the 20. You see where they mark it on that far sideline. Anthony Myers in on the tackle. But they're going to move the chains as they spot the football at 16-yard line. Gain of 4 for Kalis. First and 10 from the Strathaven 16 now. And the Panthers need another big defensive stop here, much like the one they had on the opening drive of the game inside the 5. Hoffman, receiver split to the right. He's in the gun, 2 to his left. On first and 10, it's Kalis one more time. Looking for room, runs into a couple of tacklers. Nice work there by Bratz to get off his block and stop him at, well, we'll call it no gain on the play. All right, clock ticks, 4:45. 4:44 and counting to play here in the third. Raiders happy to see this clock melt a little bit. Strathaven trailing 20-6 needs to get the defense off the field. They've spent a lot of time on the field tonight. Three receivers to the left, none to the right. Pistol look again. Kalis one more time off the left side. Has room. Head of steam inside the 10, 15, inside the 10. Teammates pulling him down near the 5. We'll see where they slot it. Kalis going to be near first down yardage again. We'll see where they spot this. Samaru on the stop. Give him 9 more. It'll bring up second down and 1. Kalis, he's been the feature guy tonight. 18 carries, 117 yards for the senior. Under center is Hoffman. Single setback, Kalis. Two receivers to the right, one to the left on first and second and 1. It's keeper for Hoffman. He has a first down and a flag. No. Let's see. Something came flying in from the side judge. And Anthony Myers comes out of the pile with a football. Is that what? He didn't throw a flag. But Myers thinks it's a Strathaven ball here. Let's see. No signal yet from the officials. The side judge threw something as if the ball was. And it is indeed a fumble, and the Panthers have taken over. You saw the side just throw something. It was not yellow, not a flag. And my guess is he saw the ball pop loose, and Anthony Myers recovers at the 5-yard line. So a costly turnover for the Green Raiders. Hoffman, give him a yard on the carry. Anthony Myers on the stop and the recovery. And the Panthers now from their own 5 with maybe a little bit of life, but they have a long way to go here. 95 yards in front of them, down by 13. 14, rather.
And time?
Fender is your quarterback. Back to pass. They're looking. Fender from his own end zone wants a deep ball down the near sideline. It is incomplete. Looking for Francis. out near the 35-yard line. Brad just couldn't hang on, so Panthers took a deep shot on the wheel route. Incomplete, it falls.
Brian, you have a time for the fumble?
So now it's 3:46 to play. I did not check the time. I think it was 3:51 at the fumble, but we'll check that.
All right, we'll get it later.
All right. Second down and 10. John Fender in the offense, trying to get out of the shadow of their own goalposts here. Well-covered wheel route there. Good work by the Ridley secondary. Fender will throw it again. Fires to the outside, complete to Sommer, makes the catch, dances inside. He's got near first down yardage, and I think they'll give it to him. They give him the 16-yard line. He has it. Sommer paid for it. Making that catch, but they will move the chains. Gain of 11 on a quick hitch to Samaru. 19 yards on those two catches now for Samaru, and Strathaven with a little bit of room now. Knows the football from own 16. 3:32 and counting to play here in the third. They're trailing 20-6, but the Panthers trying to get something going. From the right hash. Wing right is Brassus, two tight ends. It is to Malone on the sweep, follows the man through the hole. Nice lead block there from Mulhern as he takes Malone out to the 25-yard line. So, not too bad there. Gain of 9. Malone did well to just kind of hide in there. Didn't really see him on the sweep. Stayed low, followed with his hand on the back of Mulhern, and that's up second down, and, well, the spot is just shy of the 25, so second and a long one. T formation. Gives it to Meyer straight ahead, and he bangs his way across the 25 to first down yardage at the 28. Anthony Myers moves the chains again. Panthers on the move now. A couple of first downs here after the fumble recovery. Fender with some bounce in his step as he brings in the play. Ridley defense. A comfortable 20-6 lead here, but just more yards than they're used to giving up right now. Motion man and a jet sweep coming to Malone. A good block from Myers, but not much he's doing on the outside. Again, 27, the corner stepped up very nicely and made the turn to him inside. So a gain of maybe 3. Second down and 7 as Malone goes for a few. Ball spotted at the 30-yard line, 1:58 and counting to play here in the third. Good lead block from Myers that time. He really pops Mike Cropper, the honorable mention Paul Delco from a year ago. Gives to Francis, who threw off the left side. Francis in the open field at the 50, 45, 40. It's a foot race now. Trying to catch him on the sideline at 20. They grab him up high and pull him down, and then he's down at the 11-yard line. Sweep to the left side this time, and Alex Francis explodes for a bunch. That's a 58-yard run for Brass, 59-yard run for Brass's first and 10 from Strathaven at the 11-yard line. Great block off the left side. Well, Brass has been held in check all night. 4 carries for 3 yards before that 59-yard burst and terrific speed from the senior. Strathaven in business. First and 10 from the 11. Gives to Myers off the right side. Bounces to his left. And he's caught from behind there and saw some room momentarily. But that's a tough, tough run for just 3 yards. For the Panthers, again, feeling a little life here. Francis comes back into the game, replaces John George. Caught fixed 57 seconds. 56 seconds of counter to play in the third. 20-6 Ridley, but Strathaven threatening here. Second and 7 from the Ridley 9. Wing left is Malone. Motion man is Malone. They give it to him on the sweep to the right side. Malone cuts inside. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown. Malone with a quick dodge inside. And Malone into the end zone for the second time tonight. Flags come in late. Touchdown will count, and I think you're going to get unnecessary roughness after the play. We'll have to see. Myers to the sideline, and we'll see what the call is here. All right.
What was the time?
Panthers with 40 seconds left to play now in the third. Nick Malone for the second time tonight in to the end zone. So Malone, and it's you're going to get unsportsmanlike conduct on both sides. They will offset.
Yeah.
And, sorry. All right. The referee's saying they've offsetting penalty, and now, oh, wait a minute. They're saying this was, are they saying during the play, the flag? Oh, my. Coach Clancy is on the field. The touchdown should count. The flag came in well after the touchdown was scored, post-play. Oh, my goodness. If they take a touchdown off the board here, but if it's unsportsmanlike conduct and they offset, oh, my goodness. Not sure what. Oh, boy. The Panthers' offense is going back on the field. I'm not sure what the call was there. Coach Clancy can't believe it. But Malone's 9-yard touchdown run is coming off the board. Flags came in way after the play. Oh, no. Okay, now they've signaled. They've got it right. Okay. They've signaled touchdown. Post-play, they will call the touchdown. They're 20-12, and Strathaven will bring the offense on the field because a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty has pushed them out of range for the extra point. So they're going for two from the 15-yard line. Back to pass is Fender. Going for two. Fire to the end zone. Jump ball with Summer, who makes the catch, and is it in bounds? He is! What a catch by Summer! A two-point conversion is good! Beautifully done! Fantastic coverage by the Ridley defender, Team Gibbons, and Summer, who hauls it in for a two-point conversion, 20-14, Fender to Summer for two. Okay. Well, Mike, good luck sorting out all that. I hope I explained it reasonably well.
Yeah, I assume it was not offsetting penalties because they had to go back 15 yards.
No, there was definitely a foul against Ridley. There must have been two unsportsmanlike calls against Strathaven.
Okay.
Because initially, it looked like they offset. And then, for some reason or another, they backed Strathaven up 15 yards to the extra point try. And a good call by head coach Kevin Clancy to say, hey, if that pushes us to the edge of our kicker's range, why not go for two? Fender to Sommer delivers. And now the score, 20-14, and the Panthers, a 95-yard scoring drive of their own, their longest drive of the season, has cut this lead more than in half. Panthers will kick it away to a dangerous return then. Jasir Minor and Brock Anderson will await the kickoff at the 10, but new life here for the Panthers with 40 seconds to play here in the third. Ratzes has a tee at the left. Hash, they will squib it. Good idea, kicking it to one of the up men, and McLaughlin scoops it up and falls down. Surf Monster jumps up and tripped him at the 34 as he went to cut to his left. So, we got a flag that comes in late here after the play. Rob McGee, slow to get up. And we'll see what happens. McGee slow to get up, and there's a flag after, again, post-play. You might get another personal foul call. Let's see. That ball unsportsmanlike against Ridley and Strathaven.
No, come on.
All right, again, offsetting penalties for unsportsmanlike conduct. I'm not sure what's going on post-play here, why there's continual unpleasantries here. But anyway, with 38 seconds left, to play in the third, Rob McGee's going to walk off under his own power. Good sign there.
Who caught the football on the kickoff?
Number 29, Ryan McLaughlin.
Okay.
And the Raiders, with the offsetting penalty, start 1st and 10 at their own 34.
Got it.
Here we go. Hoffman, two receivers to his right. Pullback on his right hip out of the pistol. The give is to Young. Off the right side, Young with running room and speed across the 40. Midfield stripe. Look out. Stiff arm. Nice job by Malone to sling him down and out of bounds at the 34-yard line of the Panthers. What a big time run there. 32 more for Young. And this is what we were talking about earlier, Mike, where you have two backs in there, fresh legs, they get rest. And suddenly, where they had held Young in check for the entire first half, 8 carries for just 25 yards. His last two touches have gone for 23 of the score and now 32 after a steady dose of Desante Kalis. Tailback in the pistol again is Malik Young. He'll take it again on 1st and 10 from the 34, looking for a running room into the secondary. Sommer makes the stop, but not before he picks up the 25-yard line. Gain of 8 more, and that will do it on the final play of the third quarter. So, fourth quarter action upcoming. 20-14 Ridley. We've got a barn burner at Phil Marion Field. Can the Panther defense come up with another big play? We'll find out momentarily when we're back for the fourth quarter right here on HavenFootball.net.
Tired of grocery shopping in the same old megastore? Come over to Swarthmore and spend some quality shopping time at the Swarthmore Co-op Market. We've been your local community-owned grocery store since 1937 and feature local produce, sustainable meat, and seafood. We also offer a complete deli and prepared foods counter. Conveniently located in downtown Swarthmore at 341 Dartmouth Avenue. No membership required. Our 10th anniversary and our new building block party is October 18th. Come celebrate with us with 10% member discounts, children's activities, and live music and food at night. That's our all-day 10th anniversary block party on October 18th.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer back in the studio. We're missing Billy Morgan and Pete Bolgenetti tonight to round out the crew. But at any rate, different kind of setup here at Ridley tonight. Working outside, you hear a lot of my voice and a little less of Mike, who's back in the studio. Second down and two for the Green Raiders. They lead 20-14. They'll snap it from Strathaven 30 on second and two. Pistol look again. Here's the Young. He runs into the middle of the pile and Jeeves slings him down. Forward progress, I think, will give him the 24, and he's going to be very close to a first down. Let's see. They're going to say third down and very short yardage upcoming. Third, we'll call it one. They'll spot the ball just shy of the 24. Even on that last stop, Elijah Crew hanging in there as well. Panther defense need a stop here. Third and about one. Receivers are split. The either side. Fullback offset left, and they follow that way. Elizabeth, he steps into the backfield and drops him at the 25. Loss of a yard on the play as Big Denzel comes in and drops Young for a loss. And now, fourth down, decision time for Dennis Decker. A made field goal from here would be a 47-yarder, probably just outside the range of his kicker, number 90, Esteban Munoz. So they'll go for it. Fourth and a long two. Knows the football just shy of the Strathaven 25. Panther defense beats one more big stop. Wing to the tight end to the left now is Pinto. Backs to either side of the quarterback is in the gun. That's Hoffman. Hard count and the Panthers jump.
Ugh.
Oh, my.
God.
Fourth and two has just given the Green Raiders a freebie here. And I don't think there's any question the Panthers move first. Panthers trying to get off the ball, get a quick start, and it was a little too quick. 5-yard penalty results in a first down. First and 10 for the Green Raiders at the Strathaven 20. So, Hoffman, good work on the hard count. You know, we've seen Strathaven do it many times this year and pick up some first downs. And good for the Ridley line, holding still, and nicely done there for Hoffman to pull the defense offside. Pinto, tight end to the right. Receivers are split to either side. Same formation. Shotgun, back to either side. Back to Hoffman. Looks, fires to the right side. Has a man complete to Anderson, who was dropped immediately. Chung in on the stop after a short gain of about three. Call it four for Anderson. Yep. Effective nonetheless. Not a big gain there, but keeps the clock moving. Ridley on top by six here. 9:50 and counting to play in the fourth. Split to the far side, left of the formation is Christian Dunn. Anderson to the near side. Pistol look. Dotted by Malik Young. Tight end to the right is Pinto. And taking the snap is Hoffman's legs, though. Free snap. Let's see. You end up, I believe, with a false start here. False start against Ridley. So it's going to turn into 6 down and 11. 9:33 to play here in regulation. Panthers, with Ridley knocking on the door in their last possession, were able to pick up a fumble at the 5-yard line and several plays later turn it into a 95-yard scoring drive. That cut this lead to 20-14. And Strathaven still in business here with 9:15 and counting now to play in the fourth. DeGregorio, fullback to the right side. He's on the right hip. Young on the left hip, Hoffman who's in the gun. Receiver splits. Back pass again, looking to his right. Dumps to the fullback, Gregorio, who's carrying a tackler. And Bratz is hanging on for dear life. Ball pops out late, but they're going to say he was down first. They'll spot him at about 12. It's going to bring up third down and short.
Who ran that one?
That was complete to DeGregorio, number 36, who has to leave the field because his helmet popped off. It's going to bring up third down as they spot this at the Strathaven, let's call it the 13-yard line. So a gain of 8 on the play, third down, and about 3. All right, here we go. First catch of the night for DeGregorio. And here they'll try it one more time. Baxter split again on either hip of Hoffman. He turns, gives it to Young up the middle, and now he's got him stacked up. They've got him stopped, shy of the first down. Young right into the middle of the defense, Myers and Fremont in on the stop. And now decision time for Dennis Decker. You're looking at about a 30-yard field goal, or you go for it. And it looks like they are going to keep the offense on the field. Miner checks into the game.
What's the yard line, Brian?
John Byman into the game. The ball spotted at the 12-yard line. Fourth and 2, as Young was held to just 1 yard. There we go. Fourth and 2. Panthers trying to get off the field. Lyman is the fullback. 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Pistol look for Hoffman on 4th and 2. Toss play to the left side for Young. He's trying to stretch it. Listen to the runners. Strong throw loss. And the Panthers will take over. Well done, Denzel. They drop him back at the 15-yard line, and the Panther offense back on the field. The defense holds again. And Strathaven, 1st and 10 now, trailing by 6, 7:30 to play in regulation. Still 2 timeouts in their pocket, and it will be John Fender to direct this series. Sommer checks out. They go with 2 tight ends, Splane and Leslie. From the right hash, moving right to left in this 4th quarter. Strathaven with a wing T. Give it to Bratz off the left side. This went for 59 yards the last time. This time, not so much. Gain of about 3 to the 19 for Bratz. No. 6 carries for 65 yards for the senior co-captain Bratz. And now here, you've got another couple of injured players here, perhaps. Slow to get up Mulhern, slow to get up Pleasantby. George checks out, and Bratz hops off the field. He's going to take a seat as well. Oh, my. Bratz, who battled injury issues most, well, he played well in week 1. Barely played. There was really struggling to play in week 2. He was injured early in that Marple game and then has really missed most of the next 3 weeks and now hobbling to the sideline. Not good. But John George checks into the game at left halfback, 2nd down at 8 for the Panthers. They give it to Myers, straight up the middle, and he's going next to nowhere, smack into number 58. Nice work there from Ron Scichetti. Scichetti had a sack last week. Justin Fremont checks back into the game for Sam Petrovich. And now on 3rd down in about, call it 6, after Myers goes for 2. Sommer checks back into the game for Leslie. 6:45 and counting to play. Here in the 4th. Strathaven from their own 20-yard line, 3rd down and 6. Then back to pass, firing the outside, looking. He's got Sommer who's got it on the outside. Complete for a 1st down. They'll mark him just shy of the 30-yard line. Gives Sommer 9 more on the quick pitch. Nicely done. Bender to Sommer. Sommer with good speed. They do have to respect that. And when he broke off that route, he was suddenly a little bit of room over there. After 3 of 5 passing for 28 yards, all 3 of those completions in the arms of number 6 tonight. Sommer at split ends, contributing well. 6:15 and counting to play here in the 4th. Sommer split end to the left. Jet sweep to the near side and flags first. Oh, my. Looks like a false start or illegal shift upcoming here. Looking for a jet sweep to John George, but I think it's coming back. Alex Bratz is still being tended to on the near sideline. This affects Strathaven defensively as well with Bratz, and of course it affects him in the kicking game. So, for the 6-point game, you don't want your kicker to be an issue. But here, the Panthers have to put in the end zone first, and it was indeed a false start I'll back him up 5 yards, back to the 24. First and 15 now with 6:04 and counting the play in the fourth. Fender brings in the play, and they'll snap it from the right hash. Tight end to the left is Lesenby. I'm sorry, to explain. Tight end to the right is Sommer. On first and 15, this is Myers. Off the left side, he spins out a one tackle, hops over a man, and takes it across the 25 out to the, I call it 27. Gain of 3 for Anthony Myers. Second down and 12. Brian Dougherty in on that stop for the Raiders. Parker in the mix as well. Todd Parker, number 32. Elijah Crew checks into the game at fullback. Checking out of the game is John George. Clock 6. Panthers trailing 20-14 here. They'll snap it from their own 27. On second down and 12. Halfback to the right is Myers. Play fake. Back to pass. Looking. Fire down the near sideline. Has a man out there. It's Malone who has it incomplete in and out of his hand. Oh, chance for a big play there. Christian Dunn in coverage. Defender had a really nice throw on that one, and Malone could not quite haul it in at midfield. Had the wheel route. Not wide open, but the ball was there.
How far down was he?
Couldn't quite haul it in. Down at the out at the midfield stripe, and Malone, if he hauls it in, you know what kind of speed he has in the open field. Missed opportunity there for the Panthers. Ouch. All right, so on third and 12 with 5:01 to play here in the fourth, Strathaven uses their second timeout. We're going to take a 30-second timeout with them, see what they can come up with on third and 12. Trailing by 6 in the fourth quarter. Back in a moment. Here on Avon.com.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mill Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule a tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler. Third and 12 upcoming for the Panthers from their own 27-yard line. Wheel route just fell incomplete moments ago. Had a shot at that one. They'll try it again now. Wing to the right is Malone. Fullback is Crew. Halfback to the left is Anthony Myers. Motion man is Malone. Back to pass on third and 12. Looking at Fender. Under heavy pressure, and down he goes. Cropper. Along with number 46, Antonio Petrel, combined for the sack. Back at the 16-17-yard line. Loss of 10 on the play. And the Panthers miss an opportunity there. After a big defensive stand on fourth and short, the offense hurt by a penalty. Boy, what a difference first and 10 versus first and 15 makes.
Absolutely. And who's going to punt?
And now on to punt is Lindsey Purrington. He did well in the Garnet Valley game when Bratz missed that one. So Purrington on for the first time. Low line drive kick is going to take a hop at the Strathaven 40, down sideways, and then down at 39. Dalton Leach downs it. So a gain, well, a punt of just 21 yards there, and now Ridley with a short field, a 6-point lead, and all three timeouts with 4:14 to play here in regulation. Panther defense is going to have to come up big one more time. They'll do have to do it with Bratzis on the sideline. The shoulder pads are off. My guess is that his knife is over. Into the action, outside linebacker now, senior Brian Bobo.
Brian, what's the time again?
4:14 to play here in the regulation. Shane Mulhern on the sideline as well, so the Panthers missing two starting linebackers now at the most inopportune time. Two receivers to either side. Pistol look. Malik Young at the tailback. Hoffman takes the snap, gives the Young straight ahead. Looking for him off the 48, off the right side now. He's grabbed and wrapped up at the inside 35 at 33. Nice tackle there by Paul Sommer, who hanging on for dear life there. Picks up six more, does Malik Young. 17 carries now for Young, 18 carries for DeSante Callis. Been balanced, to say the least. 89 yards tennis score for Young. 117 on the ground for Callis. This is Young. The tailback again. Same formation. To either side. Pistol look. On second down and four. Panther defense needing a big play here. Milking the clock is Hoffman. Gives to Malik Young straight up the middle. Into the secondary. Cuts to his right. Still on his feet. And they wrap him up, and Gillespie finally slams him down at the 11-yard line. But 22 yards later, Young has 100 yards for the second week in a row, and the Panthers' defense in trouble again. 3:21, 3:20 and counting to play here in regulation, and the Panthers with a couple of missed opportunities, oh so close to a couple of big plays, and now the defense is going to have to do something incredible. First and 10 from the 11. Same formation, two receivers to either side. Hoffman just watching that back judge, waiting for him to put his hand in the air, and then he'll call for the snap. Does, gives it to Young right up the middle, spins off a tackle, still on his feet. He's a tough, tough runner, does not slow down at first contact. Lesby on the tackle at the 8-yard line after a gain of three more. 2:41, 2:40 and counting to play here in regulation. Second down. And call it nine. Well, that's sorry, second and seven, rather, from the nine. There we go. Hoffman breaks the huddle. No real hurry. Raiders with a six-point lead with 2:19 and counting to play here in regulation. Trying to milk the clock, and now head coach Dennis Decker will call timeout. Ridley's first timeout of this half, and he'll want to decide what to do here. The Raiders have been in this neighborhood a couple times before and have come up empty. Panther defense needs one more big play to give the offense one more shot. Stick with us. We'll be back in 30 seconds after this timeout. You're listening live to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. We're going to get back to Phil Marion Field. Princeton 20, Strathaven 14. 2:15 to play here in the fourth, second, and seven for the Green Raiders. I think to punch another one home and perhaps end Strathaven's hopes here tonight. High formation, dotted by Malik Young. From the Strathaven 8, Hoffman is under center. Tight end to the left. Hoffman takes the snap, gives the tailback. This is Young off the right side. He's met there by Splain, Myers, and others. Maybe a yard on the play. Maybe a yard, but that'll keep the clock moving here. 2:04, 2:03, Strathaven has one timeout left. They will choose not to use it here. Maybe if they can get a stop here and get the football back, maybe it gives the offense one more chance with a timeout in its pocket. But now, I mean, you're most certainly in the range, most certainly, of Esteban Munoz. A field goal would make it a two-score game. But can Ridley punch it in and put it away right here? Third and seven. Hoffman in the gun, turns, gives to Young, and he's met there again and slammed down. Peter Dean's got off his block. Forward progress, going to give him the nine. He loses two. And now, fourth and long for Ridley, and a timeout. Did they spot the ball? Did Strathaven call their final timeout? They did. Okay. Timeout called by Strathaven. And now, no, okay, yeah. Fourth and eight, and now field goal upcoming, or so it seems, for Ridley. All right. It looks like they gave a chance to Jamie Fisher, and Jim Connor will talk it over and see if they can come up with a big play on defense.
So what do we have here?
Kamaru, for? What's that?
I was going to say, what do we have here for a field goal try? We got
all right. Ball at the 9-yard line. Right. The kicker has put his tee down at about the 17.
Okay,
so 27-yard field goal attempt upcoming. Not Munoz, but the junior, Jamie Fisher. Can they get Samaru off the edge for maybe a block? A field goal would make it a 9-point game and essentially end it.
Or do they fake
it? Needs a big play. And here we go. Sp- spot. Chad David's in there. The kick is away, and it is no good. No good. Lesenby and Sommer put a flag, and we have roughing the kicker.
Oh my.
Sommer and Lesenby came flying in, did not get a fingertip on it. Roughing the kicker, not running into, but a personal foul, roughing the kicker. This is going to be an automatic first down with 1:24 to play in regulation. Strathaven out of timeouts. Ridley just has to kneel on the ball. Oh, my goodness.
So they have
talk
to just
about close, so close. Strathaven was literally inches away from getting the football back and one more chance. Roughing the kicker was the call. Ball spotted at the Strathaven 5. 1:24 to play in regulation. I do not think Ridley needs to run another play. It looks like they will. Looks like they will put the offense on the field and make sure. Hoffman's under center. No, he will take a knee. Okay. They spread the field out and put four wide receivers on the field. Hoffman does take the knee back at the 6-yard line and starts the clock. And Strathaven will, for the next 70 seconds, have a painful, painful look at that clock. And, oh, my goodness,
what
a frustrating moment here for the Panthers.
Was that an automatic first down then?
Yes, personal foul. So, yes, it's an automatic first down for roughing, not running into the kicker.
Right.
Lesenby and Sommer, they did their best to get in there and block it. Just missed getting a hand on it. Hoffman takes a knee on second down. Run with the clock again. It'll bring up third down. Clock down to 41 seconds, 40 seconds. Ball spotted. They restart. 30 seconds, 33 seconds. Ridley will need to snap it one more time, and that will do it. All right. Hoffman under center, 25 seconds, 24 seconds. Are the Panthers oh so close? Hoffman takes a knee, and that will do it. And we have an identical score to what we had back in 2011. The Panthers' last visit here fell just short, falling 20-14, and now with 10 seconds, 9 seconds to play, we have the same result, same score, in yet another hard-fought one-touchdown loss for Strathaven. They fall to 1-6. 5 of those losses have been one touchdown or less. My goodness, what a tough night here for the Panthers. Congratulations to the Green Raiders. Ridley comes out on top 20-14, and they are now riding a 4-game win streak. They move to 6-2 on the season. Dennis Becker and Ridley pulls out a squeaker here on homecoming weekend. So, you know, Mike, with just given the nature of the broadcast tonight, any final thoughts?
You know, it was a great game. The kids did what they could to put it together. They were this close to possibly pulling ahead, and we've said that so many times this season. But kudos to the Ridley, of course. They started out tough, and they've really come along well during this part of the season. And for our guys, hey, you know, guys, you've done everything you can. You've played tough. You've been, you know, you've fought through injuries. I mean, we've got half the team out at any given moment. And you take a team that I don't think anybody thought you would lose by less than 14 points, and you made it a contest right up to the last minute of the game once again this season. So, you know, schedule hopefully got a little bit easier for them. Hopefully they'll get some wins in the next three games. And, you know, it is what it is, and it's tough to witness. But, you know, guys, you did the best you could.
Best they could indeed, and the Panthers will look at the film and say, oh so close.
Yep.
A couple of big plays. Oh, so close to getting the ball back with a minute left. You know, if Sommer or Lesenby actually gets a finger on that kick, and they were oh so close to blocking it, you can run into the kicker all you want if you get a hand on the ball. They just missed. And a class act here by Ridley. Alex Gratzis on the sideline has not made his way through the handshake line, but they're all coming over to give him 5 anyway. Nicely done by the Green Raiders and the coaching staff there. So, again, the Panthers fall to 1-6. We'll be back on the air, back at the friendly confines at George L. King Field next week. Homecoming at Strathaven, Friday night, 7:30 kickoff for Lower Merion and Strathaven. Strathaven trying to end a 6-game losing streak and maybe start another little streak of their own as we go into the final 3 weeks of the regular season. So, for Billy Morgan and Pete Fulgenetti in absentia, and for Mike Mayer, also in absentia in person, but what a great job. Thank you, Mike, for making it happen tonight anyway. even though we could not broadcast here on the field or from the stadium, we made it happen on the air. So, again, we'll just thank you to Mike Mayer. Check out the rest of the website the rest of the weekend on havenfootball.net. And, again, lots of scores, stats, play of the game, a whole lot more. I'll sign off right now. Final score here at Hill-Marion Field, District 20, Grass Haven, 14. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody, and good football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.